Episode 2 from the haunted studio in my basement. It is Thursday, May 11th. May the 11th be with you. Let's do this.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana, he made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
Going. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Pat McAfee Show. I am your host, Pat McAfee. We appreciate you greatly for spending some time with us. At some point, I'll be able to know how to fade that out. We are coming to you live with another soundboard. Really made our show much better, I think. I mean, personally, if you have the ability to do this at any time.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Don't know how the show doesn't get better with that. Stone Cold Steve Austin is now in our show. I think we're probably going to get sued for that.
No.
That's neither here nor there.
It's still worth the button.
Around the room is an incredible group of humans. At Tactical Digs, at Nick Maraldo, at Todd McComas. And back on the ones and twos. He's had a rough week, I'm going to be honest. The guy looks like he hasn't slept in 72 hours, really.
I haven't.
It looks absolutely remarkable. The guy who has taken the place of Hoff. He looks like Rachel Maddow. 1,000% looks like Rachel Maddow. Uh-huh. He's a stand-up comedian from Indianapolis. He worked for Bob and Tom for a few years, made $0 with them, jumped ship to come work for us, is making $0 with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Vibert. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's going well. Going well. Haven't slept for 72 hours. That is accurate.
Why?
I've been working, grinding, riding and grind.
Yeah, but what are you doing in Indiana? Like, 72 hours of no sleep, that's Vegas talk. Not Indianapolis, Doc. What are you doing at 3 a.m.
I don't work a 9-to-5. I work from my eyes open to when my eyes close.
Wow. Ooh, I like that. Kid's a mogul.
I like
mogul
it.
Mogul in the making right there. Hustler. Vibs, we appreciate you. You should get us some sleep, though. You look terrible.
Thank you. I will.
You do look very much like Rachel Maddow, though.
Oh, it's spot on.
It's scary.
Yeah. Whenever she had that big night with the Trump tax returns, I literally was watching just thinking, I cannot believe Vibs is on CNBC. Right. See, if you put some glasses on, you look exactly like that chick.
Glasses and a black turtleneck, spot on.
Do you have her voice yet? Have you worked on her voice? You should try to do that.
You just sound pretentious and you're good.
Nailed it!
Those tax returns, yeah.
50 million?
Put a little blazer on there.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll sound perfect. Vibs, thanks for joining us. You should get some sleep, though.
Thank you.
I'm a big sleeper. I love sleeping. I love naps. Haven't got a chance to take a nap in the past couple days. I was working for us, guys.
Thanks, man.
You were working.
Took a trip to the Motor City, Detroit. Everybody's like, why are you going to the Syria of America? I'm like, good question. Detroit is the home. There is a lot of shit going on. That Detroit is up and coming right now. We went and ate in like a very up and coming nice area. That car industry up there is humming. There are just ad agencies completely created 1,000% just to sell cars up there. Like buildings, like five buildings of ad agencies, all because of the car industry. I'm happy they're back up and running.
There's a lot of happy people right now that bought property when it was at its lowest.
Why did Matt
now cashing in?
Why did Matt Stafford not buy that entire city?
Yeah, he should have, right?
Did he? Do we know if he did? He got what, $55 million signing bonus whenever he got signed? That was the same year as me. Yeah. His signing bonus and my signing bonus, a little bit different. But with his signing bonus, he could have bought all of Detroit at that time.
Well, somebody bought it. Now they're paying off big time.
He was still on that, you get $50 million. Bradford was the last one. He was before Bradford, right?
Yeah, Stafford was 2009. Bradford was 2010 or 11.
The last year that they got $50 million.
The guaranteed contract when those kids got drafted. Good for them. Stafford's, that's like Carson Palmer. That's why Carson Palmer's made so much money in his career. He was before there. Stafford cashed the fuck in, though. And then he got another big contract, too. So he's got like $100 million in earnings. I don't know why he didn't buy the entire city of Detroit. It's going to come back at some point. I mean, you can't have every major auto industry up there and not have it come back.
It's one giant gentrification.
What?
Like come again?
Excuse me?
Most cities are
No.
No, the ginger monkey.
Did you say gingivication?
Yeah, gingivification, whatever it is.
Do you mean gentrification?
Gentrification.
Gentrification.
No, wait, you can't say a word like that with so much confidence and then be wrong.
Oh, him.
That's how I say it.
Gentrification.
Gentrification, officially. But most cities do it in like blocks at a time. Detroit's an entire
gentrification is like when all the redheads move in down the block.
Yeah.
And
is that not what we're talking about?
No.
Ah, shit.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a pretty good story for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was supposed to travel up to Detroit to talk to a couple American automotive companies. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a big deal. This is my first ever real meeting with these things. I'm excited. I'm preparing. I'm planning. Trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to wear. It's a big deal. Barstool Sports set this up. Okay.
What did you wear?
Look, we'll get to that. I packed two bags.
Yep.
Okay.
Really?
Packed one bag Monday morning because the flight was Monday night. Mm-hmm. I packed another bag Monday afternoon because I forgot said bag from Monday morning.
You forgot you already packed.
I forgot I packed. This is an interesting situation. When you hit 30, you get hemorrhoids, you fucking forget shit. I mean, it's a lot of things going on. All right, yeah, sure. This is a tough world. So I packed two bags. I go for my flight. It's supposed to be 7:30 flight to Detroit. I'm supposed to land 8:15 or 8:30 or whatever. It's a 45-minute flight, literally. Up, right. Down, here we go. I get there. Flight's delayed one time. So the flight moves to 8:30. Awesome. You know what time restaurants close at the Indianapolis airport? I'll tell you. If you're already checked in, 8 o'clock. So now we got the cages in front of all the restaurants. 8:30 delay becomes a 9:15 delay.
What airline was it?
Delta. 9:15 delay becomes 9:45 delay. 9:45 delay becomes 10:15 delay. 10:15 delay becomes like 10:30 delay. So now I'm 3 to 4 hours in with no food and no options of food anywhere. They brought up a couple like snacks or whatever. No worries. Can't eat them because I'm on this big fit diet now. You know, I'm fucking getting fit.
Don't bring me your junk.
Yeah. Pat McAfee fit should be my Instagram thing. I'm fucking sick of everybody putting a goddamn fit on the end of their Instagram names, by the way. We get it. You're working out. The fuck out of here. Fit.
I agree with you.
What type of personal trainer are you? Be like me, dude.
Fit one.
Yeah, fit. But they have more followers than us, so I guess we shouldn't knock them. Those sexy dudes and sexy chicks where I don't know how they find their six packs. There has to be a filter for that, I assume, somewhere. How does everybody on Instagram have an eight pack? How the fuck does that happen?
I'm following 1,030 people. 1,000 of them are models. So
how do they all have every day. Like, do they not have the option for pizza every day like I do? Like, how do they not have an option for? Maybe they don't.
I think they just avoid the crust.
So you just scoop off the sauce and cheese and
just eat the top
with a spoon.
Yeah, no gluten.
With a spoon.
I have a friend, and that's how he eats pizza. He just takes the toppings off, and that's what he eats.
Why is that guy your friend?
Yeah, I know. Right? That's the weirdest thing ever.
Who is that?
Bowers, Chris Bowers. Okay. He only eats the toppings.
So Chris Bowers, welcome.
He's a serial killer.
He is. Actually, we're not sure.
And you should not model anything after him.
He's a stand-up comedian who just moved back to Indianapolis. Welcome back, buddy. There's no way he's listening to this. He sleeps and works. But, so we finally get on a flight to Detroit. I land 11:30.
And you were already in a stellar mood. This day.
Monday was a rough day.
Yeah.
I was ready to just disappear for. I was going to give you guys all my money that I had and just disappear for a couple years.
I was like, it's not terrible.
Yeah. I the group text reaction, there was like a couple, don't worry, buddies. Todd, appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Diggs was kind of, I mean, it was kind of a mixed result. I read through your text. It was like, we're happy for you. Everything's going to be okay. We'll send you meeting notes tomorrow. But underneath there in the text line, I could tell that you didn't really care. And Nick goes, for real though. And asked me a question like if he'd be able to get something of mine.
Do
if
you remember
I
what it was?
No, what was it?
It was the tree.
It was the log carving. I wanted the John Candy, George Washington,
I did
John
laugh.
Daly log.
I did laugh, if it means anything.
Because if you end this thing, I want your log.
For real, though, if I can get that John Daly log that's sitting
keep
in your
phone. Keep your check. I'll take the log.
So, I land 11:30 in Detroit. Hop in an Uber, we landed in the international terminal.
Oh.
China. Wow. I landed in China. I landed in
Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I landed in China.
It's wild in there.
Everything was in Chinese.
Yep.
Guess
and
what
they
else?
Broadcast over the PA, right?
No, I didn't hear anybody speaking. We were the only people in there. Like when we got there, it was a Monday night at 11:30. There was literally nobody else in the airport. And we landed in China. All the signs were in Chinese. They don't have our alphabet. It's very obvious that it's them. I mean, they don't have our alphabet.
I don't know how they read that their own language, to be honest.
And I think they go this way to that way.
It's like ampersand, exclamation point, pound sign. That's their language.
Uh-huh. It looks like you
ampersand.
It always looks like you pocket text message somebody. It's just a bunch of special characters.
It really does just look like an asinine amount of characters.
Yeah. They can't do passwords there because you only allowed so many special characters. So they can't get into anything.
Every word's a password in Chinese. That fucking shit is impossible. You said the at symbol is what?
The at symbol is not the ampersand. The ampersand is the and symbol.
Oh, I use that a lot.
Oh, I had those mixed up.
Yeah, it's good for characters.
Never heard of ampersand. Never mind. That was the first time I've ever heard.
I could be 100% wrong.
No, you're right.
Good. You're right.
Why'd you roll your eyes over? You've heard the word ampersand before?
It's not surprising that you haven't.
Hey, if Diggs has heard it, people have heard it.
I've heard it, but I thought it was the at.
You've heard the word ampersand?
Yeah.
How does that just fucking pop up? Like, hey, you thinking about using the ampersand instead of the and sign? Like, how did you guys hear that?
I tell you what, I can't write it. It's impossible to write. I write like an S with a little line.
Yeah, I do an S with like instead of two for the dollar, yeah, I just put one at the top and one at the bottom.
You could put a gun to my head and threaten my life. I don't think I could handwrite it. I'd be dead.
Like, yeah.
It is a B.
But I could, yeah.
I can do it. I've done it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We do not have a pen in here.
Everyone's just looking at their keyboard right now. This is incredible podcasting.
This is how you do it.
What's happening right now is Todd's drawing an ampersand, and it's actually really good.
That looks like
that's
a cursive.
That's a music note.
Yeah, that's a music. That's a G.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was really good. Turns out it's spot on.
Is it really?
At it right here. Yeah. It's spot on.
Anyways, that's an ampersand.
I've been practicing.
All I know is it saves you two characters on Twitter. Hmm. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's what an ampersand does. It saves you. So we land in ampersand world there in China. Guess what's closed?
Every restaurant.
Every fucking restaurant, right? So now I'm really in a bad spot. Okay, there's no snacks. I chugged a water, two waters on the plane.
Got some awesome sake of Japan, probably there too.
Japan, huh? maybe
didn't think about it. China Palace.
Yeah, I think maybe General Tso's place is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for General Tso ASAP. Yeah. Don't know how that isn't everybody's favorite Chinese food, by the way. General Tso's.
It's very fattening, probably though, right? It's so breaded.
Who cares?
And it's got that sweet sugar sauce.
Chinese food though, you're eating salt. Right, that's
what's
all.
What's the healthy option there? Broccoli, chicken, and broccoli.
Is there a healthy option at Chinese places?
No, I get General Tso's every single time.
My one boy used to always get the sweet and sour chicken with no sweet and sour sauce, and get the General Tso's sauce on the side, and then dip.
So it's grilled chicken in a General Tso's sauce.
Well, it's still fried. Sweet and sour chicken is still fried. It's like, you know.
So why do you get General Tso's with?
Because it's not all soggy then. Then it's like crispy, and you can dip it in the sauce. It's delicious.
Well, can't you just get General Tso's chicken without General Tso's sauce?
Why you can ask some. I don't know.
He's trying to face fuck those Chinese people taking the order. Hello, how can I help you?
Yep.
I like sweet and sour chicken, no sweet and sour. What? Sweet and sour chicken, no sauce. What? You just want fried chicken?
Places like that, I stick to the menu. I don't even say what they want. I say I want B12 so they can't fuck it up.
B12. You do want B12. That gives you a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Right? B12 gives you.
You're shopping by what vitamins you need.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I want B12 and A4 and give me that D too. Hey, you want some D over there? Yeah, all that. Chinese is awesome.
Yeah.
They did great.
It's by the way, food.
Do you ever see a homeless Chinese person?
No.
Because all they got to do is start a fucking restaurant. True. They got it made. You never ever see a homeless Chinese person.
And there's always people in them.
Wow.
Always.
I don't care how small or crappy it looks on the outside. There's going to be three people in
there. Just blew your fucking mind. You're thinking about it right now.
No, I'm trying to think if there's homeless Chinese people in China.
Well, yeah, but that Chinese food doesn't sell as well in China.
Hold on. No. Stick with me here.
It's not an anomaly.
So there's probably not any homeless Americans in China because they could just open up an American joint.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think that's kind of the way it goes.
This fails, I'm going there.
Yeah, we can.
Or
Americans can go to China. If it all fails, open a Mexican restaurant. Nailed it. you're good to go.
Let's go.
But you got to pay so many taxes if you open a company in another. I tried to open a Philly cheesesteak thing in Germany my rookie year.
For real?
Because they would love Philly cheesesteak.
It's like, you know what the Germans are missing?
Philly cheesesteak right here would kill. And they have like, in Munich, they have like this square, Munich Square. I don't know if that's actually a name. I was there, though, when Bayern Munich beat Manchester United for a
Champions League.
Yeah, I think it was Champions League title, actually. Mm-hmm. I was there. I was in the Hofbräuhaus, the original Hofbräuhaus in the middle of Munich, watching the game. The game was right up the street. So everybody just walked into this square, and this square turned out. It was the night I ended up in a rave. I ended up in a German wave, a rave. I came out of a blackout, and I was like looking around.
A wave of Germans.
And I'm like, holy fuck. And I was right in the middle of everything, too. So I was getting along with people during the blackout, but I was certainly all by myself. Not good. Not good. Just roaming around Germany, blacked out, drunk as an American all by yourself.
I'm sure they've seen it before. Did you,
now, they're really nice. The Germans are really nice, by the way. They feel like they owe everybody.
They're making up for something.
Yeah. That's really how they act.
Sorry, guys.
They really feel like they owe everybody. But that night at like 6 a.m., they still had all the food vendors out, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I want a Philly cheesesteak right now. And I don't know why. It was the first time in my life I ever had an urge for a cheesesteak. Never ordered. Always order an Italian. And I look around. They got like pretzels. They got all this shit. I'm like, man, these people would love Philly cheesesteak. So I find the one German guy I was hanging out with who speaks English. I said, you ever heard of a Philly cheesesteak? He's like, no. I was like, oh. So obviously I wrote down, open a Philly cheesesteak food cart in Munich, Germany.
Yeah.
Looked into it. You got to get licenses from America, from Germany. You got to pay taxes to everybody. And you have to be able to have a meat provider, which I did not have, nor a bread provider. Mm. So I was in bad shape. But I would like to do that. So if you ever are homeless in Germany, open a Philly cheesesteak.
How bad is the food in Germany, though?
You didn't like it?
I don't like German food.
I was in the Munich
airport. I've never been to Germany, but I don't like German food
here. What is German food other than pretzels?
It's sauerkraut.
It's sauerkraut. Everything has sauerkraut. Nothing like American sauerkraut.
No.
Over there, it's sweet.
It's hot dogs and sausage. That's all I saw the entire time.
Hot dogs, sausage, pretzels, duck. They eat a lot of duck.
Mm.
I had a lot of duck over there.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Maybe it was just the places I went. But I'm not sure. But a lot of meat, a lot of sausage and hot dogs. Yeah. And you don't like hot dogs or sausage?
I do, but it's like theirs has a weird flavor. Everything's a little bit pickled in my head. Is that true?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what that term means.
Like it's a little bit sour? Like everything tastes like sauerkraut that's German to me.
No. Because sauerkraut over there is sweet. It's not sour. It's actually like sweet tasting. Yeah. And I don't really enjoy it. The beers over there are incredible.
Yeah, I love German beer. You just got to be careful when you eat in different countries, different restaurants, whatever, because not all ingredients...
I'm in the middle of a story. I am in the middle of a fucking... You're not... No way are you going into an ad.
Okay, we'll skip it.
The coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. Okay? So anyways, I landed in China. I landed in China in Detroit. China, Detroit, Michigan. China, Syria, Detroit, Michigan. That's where I landed. Everything's closed. I walk out. Had to walk out through like a... Like whenever you're really sick. Like whenever all these...
Infirmary?
Ebola. What's that called?
Quarantine.
Yeah.
Quarantine.
You walk out like this quarantine gate and then another quarantine thing. And I'm like, holy fuck, this shit is real. And I packed a bag. Which bag? Wrong bag. Second bag, not first bag. Okay. Second time packing, not good, but I had to go pick it up from the terminal. So I get it. It's my little tiny Nike bag. I can't believe I actually checked it. I don't know what I was thinking when I checked in. It's the size of a laptop, but it flips open.
You love checking bags.
I just don't like carrying.
It's obnoxious.
I just don't care. I feel free. You know, that's why I wear tank tops. I like freedom. You know, no condom. I like freedom.
You checked a bag. You were in Detroit for what, 12 hours?
Yeah.
And you checked a bag.
Packed twice.
Checked one bag. It wasn't the right bag. But anyway, so I pick up the small bag off of the terminal. Now I'm trying to get an Uber. Because what does everybody do in this world? You get an Uber. There was 15 taxis outside. I said, nope, Uber. What do I got to do? I got to go up. Across a moving walkway bridge, down into a parking garage, into a corner where I guess that's Ubers the only place Ubers are allowed. Get in with my man Mohammed. Okay. Get in Mohammed's car. We start driving. Marijuana fresh in there. I go, this guy smokes marijuana. And then I look on the sign. There's a weedmaps.com. Is weed legal
in Michigan? Yeah.
It's legal in Michigan.
Medical, but like it's real.
Well, my driver was sick as fuck.
They're not very strict about it.
Was so sick. That car was just loaded. I'm like, yeah, this is an interesting drive. Here we go. Finally get to my hotel, 12:15. 12:15, 12:30.
A little tuckered out.
Hungry. Starving at this point. Still nothing to eat. Got to get in there. I walk into the lobby of my hotel. I won't say their name because this is a pretty bad story for them. Lobby is wide open. There's an African-American man sitting behind the desk. I walk in. I get like 10 yards. It was a long walk to his desk. I get like 10 yards from him. He goes, Pat? And I go... What's up, man? I thought he was like, I was the last person to check in for the day.
Uh-huh.
He was like, you and I partied in Greektown during the IndyCar race here last year.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you were the only white people in a black bar and you bought us all shots. And I said, I'll never forget this white boy ever again. And here you are. I said, small world. Great to see you again. I had no idea who this guy was. Don't remember that at all, by the way.
I don't remember it either.
Not at all. I don't remember that happening at all.
That's a good way to ease the tension, though, in a bar in that situation.
But you were in Detroit for that event?
That's my middle.
Sure.
You tip the bouncer, buy shots for everybody. But yeah, we were in.
So the story's probably true.
Probably. Definitely, we just don't remember it.
Definitely could be true. This is the night we took a bunch of money out of the casino and we felt terrible.
Yeah. We thought it was going to close.
It's Detroit. We thought we were going to shut down. Like, we took a lot of money out of that casino because we watched a 7-minute video on how to set the dice.
Yeah.
And it's all so much fun while you're winning. And then you go to the cashier and you see this Detroit person just handing you over money and you're like,
ugh. I never once had that thought ever in my life.
You've never been to Detroit.
Don't care.
Detroit. But when you go there, you feel
whose
bad
fault's
for
that?
Everyone.
Detroit's on the come up, though. Detroit is on. I went to a lot of nice places.
It's not
this
my
hotel
fault.
Was
Detroit
nice.
Crashed.
So, anyways, this guy and I have a good relationship here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, man, great to see you again. Small world. I go, yeah, man, just checking in. He goes, cool. What's your last name? Tell him my last name. Gives me my room key. I'm supposed to have a corner king room. I'm like, awesome. I want to see the city. You know, I want to see Detroit. If you're going to go to Detroit, you want to see Detroit. I had an option for another view, like an inside view of the hotel. I chose Detroit instead.
So, your idea of seeing Detroit is a corner view hotel room?
Yep. So, that's actual thing. So I go up to my room.
Uh-huh.
I open it. Whole family in the room. This is 12:45. What? Yep, 12:45 a.m. Dad, like, kind of just looks at me. I go, well, and I just kind of shut the door and head back out. Yep.
What kind of family?
White family. What are you talking
loser
about?
Loser dad?
Dad.
Khakis?
Dad.
New Balances?
Hey, hold on. He was in the King Corner.
Yeah.
Sweet.
In Detroit.
In Detroit.
Nick Marotta, ladies and gentlemen.
That's at Nick Marotta if you're from Detroit, which I think we have some listeners up
there. We 100%
do. Nah, I don't know if we do. But anyways, Detroit's on the come up. This guy was there for some convention. He brought his family with him. And his family was one baby. I saw the baby thing. Mm-hmm. And then him and his wife. So it was like a protect this house
new
type
family.
Moment for him. Yeah, brand new family. Opened the door, peeks his head up, looks at me. And I just kind of like slowly close it. And I go back downstairs. I'm like, what the fuck?
He didn't say anything to you? Like, what's up, man?
There was a noise, I think, like a, wah, like that, like a scared, shitless. And I was like, yeah.
She yelled, ghost.
No. Oh, not a bad idea. I should have fucked with him. But really, at that point, I was so hungry. And I forgot that I was hungry. So I go downstairs and to the front desk guy. I go, yeah, there was a family in that room. And he goes, oh, what? I said, there was an entire family in that room you just gave me. Yeah, kind of an awkward situation. He said, that shouldn't have happened. I said, no, I'd assume.
I agree with that.
So he types up. He goes, oh, we're double booked. Yeah.
Get off the plane.
We got another room for you, though. Two queens. I said, perfect. I said, do you guys have food in these rooms? He goes, no mini bar. I go, shit. What? Do you have room service? He says, absolutely not. Like, with a straight face, absolutely not. He goes, well, we have this little cafe over here that has soups in it. I go, awesome. So I go over, and it's like the homemade soup. It's like the late night pickup. You get the soup.
Sounds good.
Got a chicken noodle soup, two of them.
Okay.
And a Reese's, two Reese's.
Of course.
Here's some sugar.
Dessert.
Here's my soup. I'm in a good spot. Going up to my queen room. I got my bag, two soups. And it's one of them, like, you got to show the card. You don't have to swipe it. You just have to show it.
Fancy.
Show it. Bang. Open it up. Get in my room. Boy, it smelled terrible.
Smoking room?
Smelled like somebody shit all over it. Like, so I call down. I go, man, it smells bad in this room. It's my guy. Same guy. He's the only guy working. He goes, Pat, you know what? I know why that room was open. I go, why? He said, yeah, we got a sewage leak in that room. I go, oh, yeah, it makes sense. I'm standing right in the middle of this.
I told you that.
That's standing
the smell.
Right in the middle. He goes, come back down. I got another room for you. I'm like, fuck me. So I go back down. I'm carrying my soups. I got everything. I go back down. He goes, this room should be good. I'll call you in like 5 minutes if you don't call me. Make sure everything's good. I'm like, perfect. So this guy, we've talked on the phone now twice. We've partied together
your
before. We're basically friends. He's got me some food. We're in a good spot. I get all the way up to the last room. Perfect. Nobody in there. Doesn't smell. I'm like, cool, this is awesome. Now I got to go to the sink to get the water for the soup. Sewage issue. Literally the floor below this one. So what's going on? Am I going to use this water? Am I going to use Flint, Detroit water?
I wouldn't.
I did. Load it up. Here we go. Microwave's broke.
Jesus.
No fucking microwave. Jesus. We're at 1:15 a.m. at this point. I get a call from my brother downstairs. How's the room? It's great, man. I'm going to go to sleep. He said, all right, I'm going to be out of here probably before you get up. But it was nice seeing you again, man. We had a good time. I said, yeah, you did. Passed out. Next day, met with a couple auto industries. Didn't get to eat until noon. So I was like really, I was really fit. I looked fit.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only thing I packed was a tank top in the second bag.
Hey, you got to walk in these meetings and be you.
I had a tank top on and jorts. In a very, very corporate world, and told them, all about everything we're doing, guys, and I have no idea how it's going to work out.
Did you tell him the story?
I told him a lot of things. I told we met with, I don't even know if I should say the names.
No, don't.
The third big named car company we met with, and it was, I was getting hungry at this point. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you guys have any like thing to snack on here? And they're like, yeah, actually we got a whole cafeteria here. We'll take you through there first. I'm like, perfect. I am dying. And she goes, what happened? I go, so I led into the whole story about everything that happened. And the people that were with me that weren't letting me eat all morning, uh-huh. they said, why didn't you just tell us that? I was like, why didn't you let me eat? I was like a show pony that day, and I couldn't fucking eat anything. I was about to die out there. But Detroit was awesome, aside from the terrible travel experience. Flew home. Everything happened great. We're in this new studio. It's just in the basement of my house. Mm-hmm. It's still haunted, I believe. But we have the microphones working, I think.
We think we're in good shape.
A lot of people said the last episode was a little low.
Yeah.
People who were riding the subway and worked in machine factories, those were our problem areas.
It's that fucking machine factory.
And we're for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for them. We're trying to make this one loud enough.
At what point, though, are those machine factories going to get quiet?
Like quiet robots?
My dad told me last night, blew my mind, that those foreign cars that are all like nice, you know, the foreign cars you're thinking right now, mm-hmm. Ferrari, Lambo, them.
Oh, okay.
They pipe in noise into the car for the engine sound.
Yeah. You probably. Know that? I'm surprised they don't do that with a Tesla.
Just pipe in the noise so people think there's an engine?
Isn't that what the Colts did?
So you don't run over somebody?
Not the Colts, the Falcons. Thank you. Thank you. The Falcons just got caught doing that.
If you're going to work
although our place is so quiet. The Lucas Oil Stadium is quiet for a lot of the game. So if
I thought they accused that the old stadium.
The RCA Dome was so loud. Yeah. So when I came in, I knew like the history of RCA Dome being so loud. Lucas Oil Stadium is not built for, it's built for comfort. It's not built for volume. And it's quiet in that place. That's probably the quietest stadium on a very regular basis. Now, when the crowd gets going and there's like a big moment, it's huge. But for a large portion of games, especially if it's a boring game, it's a very quiet place. So people will say, oh, yeah, you're saying RCA Dome. But we will never get accused of piping in music or piping in noise at our Lucas Oil Stadium because it's so beautiful. Gotcha. It's just built for comfort.
It's pretty quiet.
What's that?
Me and Nick were watching TV the other day, and we were just sitting there. And all of a sudden, like 20 seconds into this commercial, I looked over to him, and I was like, what is this? I've never seen a season ticket commercial for a football team.
I was like, you fucking Pittsburgh people. Pittsburgh, Green Bay,
you got to be on the list for 30 years.
Yeah, I could never.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
I never went to a Steelers game growing up because you couldn't get in. You can't get in. It was very expensive. And if you wanted to get in, you had to pay a bunch of money. I never went because you could never get in. Yeah, they're selling season tickets.
It's a lot easier too now, but it literally like surprised us because we'd never seen it before. Like, you know, basically what people do is when you get out of high school, you basically put yourself on the waiting list.
Yeah, it's like a draft.
Tickets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's and then like by the time you graduate college, you might have a chance. Or you know, when you're well established and you got a career, you can usually
not here get them whenever you want.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be like that forever. Yeah. It wasn't like that when Peyton and the
But if
everything gets back on track. I mean, there were some hateable people running the Colts there for a little bit.
Sure.
And by people, I mean person. In Indianapolis, it's just like what happened with the Pacers. Like when that Malice at the Palace happened with Steven Jackson and Ron Artest and them.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was, I would have done the same thing if I was the team, right? Like if a guy's fighting my guy, I'm going to fight. Let's get in. Let's do it. But Indianapolis people, if they don't like you, they don't care how good you are. If they don't like you as a person, they don't care how good you are. And that was kind of what happened with this last regime. And it wasn't that big of a deal, but God damn, he was hated by everybody. Everybody seemed to hate that guy. There was no positive thing said about him anywhere. And also, I'm not going to put this on me or act like I have this much of an influence. Season ticket renewal forms were sent Thursday of Super Bowl week. Do you know what happened Wednesday night of Super Bowl week?
Yeah, heard about it.
You retired.
Yeah, the next day. Season ticket renewals were let out. And I've gotten 4 tweets from people that said, we renewed, but boy, it was tough. We don't know anybody on the team now that you retired. I'm like, well, fuck, there's 53 guys. If I'm the only person you know on the team, we're in a bad spot anyways.
I saw someone tweet yesterday that there's probably going to only be 2 returning starters on defense.
Yeah, it's a whole new team. It's a brand new team. Andrew Luck, though, is the prodigy. He's what you're hooking your...
If he's healthy, you guys are in good shape.
Yeah, I got to keep him healthy.
Speaking of
that dude plays fucking out of control though. Like you just got to give up, you know? You got to give up some plays.
Oh, what, you mean like forcing throws sometimes?
Not forcing throws, just running.
Being unafraid.
Running and running and running and running and running and running and getting crushed.
You
got to
be a little
crushed,
afraid, I would think.
Because he's a monster, like a physical specimen.
He's a big guy,
6'4", probably 240. He's,
when he stands, that's what blew my mind the most about going to watch you live, because I never really been. And he stands next to like a big tight end. They're the same size.
He's big.
I'm like, holy shit.
And he's athletic and fast, so he thinks that he can just fucking run through people. And boy, that's really killed a couple seasons of ours.
That's what Big Ben used to do when he was younger. He would hang in the pocket for 10 seconds and not give a shit because he's big.
Yeah. Favorite drill I've ever seen is that when they were throwing pads, it was like an avoid the rush drill, and Roethlisberger was just standing there, taking them, bang, 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 bang. I don't give a fuck. He's huge.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Big guy. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, Aaron Rodgers is probably coming on the show.
Did I miss something?
Yeah. So last night he was on a little tweet bender.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, he gets on these little tweet benders where he just starts tweeting. He's like bored or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's very entertaining, very funny. That's why he's my favorite quarterback in the NFL. He's the coolest dude on earth. And some kid people are just tweeting him questions and such.
Yeah.
Some kid named Zach said to him at Aaron Rodgers 12, I think you should go on the Pat McAfee show. It would be a funny interview or something like that. And I wrote, I concur with all of this, just as an at to Zach.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers quotes it and says, as do I.
Wow.
Period. Sends it out to his 3 million followers. You just get goosebumps?
I did. Look at him.
Yep. Me and Aaron Rodgers are best friends. Huh?
I love that, man.
Or was that the ghost?
It could be either. I literally do
have it. Oh, you mean accounting for the goosebumps?
Yeah.
Download the app. There's a ghost app that they told me to get whenever I went ghost hunting.
Beep, beep.
It could tell you if there's something around. So Aaron Rodgers is probably coming on the show.
I fucking love that. He's my favorite quarterback.
There's a dude that runs around and doesn't get killed.
No, somehow. He's silky smooth.
He's just the coolest. He's the coolest dude on earth.
That throw he made last year against Dallas, rolling to the left,
cross body,
yeah, like 40 yards on a dime.
How about the Packers fans? They had Brett Favre, who's a slinger.
Yep.
Used to break people's fingers. Was like the known thing. Like when you're a wide receiver, tape up your knuckles because Brett Favre's going to break your fucking fingers. Straight into Hail Mary Aaron Rodgers.
They might have my two favorite quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, for sure.
The coolest,
best combination as person and player, I think.
What's another quarterback? Did you put Joe Namath, I guess?
He turns out he was a pretty bad person, I think, right?
Depends on your definition of a good person.
Fact check.
Yeah.
Turns out Joe Namath, not the best human.
Great quarterback.
Hey, Susie, I'm going to kiss you.
Well, I don't care about the team. I love that. But I guess that was a real low moment for him.
Yeah.
ESPN sure did not do him any favors by interviewing him knowing he was hammered drunk.
Right.
Everybody like, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
Hey, that's like a Barstool Sports movie. Yeah. What's up, man? Joe, you want to go in anything? You a little drunk? Yeah, you want to get interviewed?
Did you see what happened yesterday?
Hell yeah, dude. What happened?
Lenny Dykstra just wandered in the office.
Yeah, what is that? What is Lenny Dykstra?
He is, one of the best. He was a great baseball player.
What the fuck's a Lenny Dykstra? I have no idea what he is. He was
awesome.
What?
He was just an awesome baseball player. Hall of Famer. Just legend.
He's hammered drunk, right? Is he just drunk all the time?
A fake Dave Portnoy account tweeted him and said,
Guy who runs Barstool Sports. Go ahead.
Tweeted him and said, be at the office at 3 p.m. And he showed up at 3 p.m. And everyone was like, what the fuck is he doing here?
Lenny Dykstra, what is he? He's a retired baseball player?
Uh-huh.
And what
part of my take always calls him and says, hey, Lenny, suck our dicks. And then he came in the offices.
So that part of my take had Lenny Dykstra's phone number?
Oh, yeah.
They've had it for a while now. It's like a running gag. They call him all the time.
Who is Lenny Dykstra? Why? Is he on ESPN? Is he on?
No, nope. He was in jail. He got into some shit.
What? What? Some guy who's fresh out of jail just walked into the Barstool Sports headquarters yesterday?
It was like white-collar jail because I'm pretty sure it was for bad stock advice or, I don't know, something
inside
like that.
Trading,
inside trading?
Yeah. Something like that.
I think that's such bullshit, by the way.
Yeah, that's beating the game. Oh, you're better at the game than everybody else, so I'm going to punish you. It's like card counting.
Let's say fuck everybody's doing. I don't care about that. But why? How come if a guy comes up to me and goes, hey, just a heads up, you have $500,000 in this company. It's going to crash in 3 days.
Get out.
Like I'm supposed to just go, oh, okay. Yeah, can't do anything about it, man. Don't know what to tell you. Sorry. And if I pull that money out, I go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
How is that even a fucking rule?
It's stupid. I'm telling you, it's like, you're beating the game if you get inside training. You're just doing it better than everybody else because you got inside information. Why is that punishable?
I just heard a story about Phil Ivey. He was playing Baccarat in Atlantic City.
Okay.
And he got a tell on the machine.
Oh.
He got a tell, and he took them for like millions of dollars.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I've heard this before.
He took them for like millions of dollars. So he got a tell on the machine. Like when they were counting jacks or something. I don't know the game back rat, but something was happening where Phil Ivey, who is a very, very fucking talented poker player. I've sat at a poker table with him at 4 a.m. in Atlantic City before. He didn't play any hands. Thank God. I gave all my money to other people. But it was a pretty cool little thing to sit at the same table as him. But he figured out the baccarat machine, took the casino. Like millions of dollars, I guess. So what happens now? The casino sued him. And the casino won. The judge awarded the casino the money back. Like Phil Ivey owes them all that money back.
Wow.
How
that's
is that?
Bullshit. That's bullshit. That's what I'm saying. They're letting these casinos make whatever laws they want to benefit themselves.
It has to be because the casino is paying off that judge, right?
In New Jersey, for
sure. No, they would never do that in Atlantic City. That's like Wes Welker, though, whenever the Kentucky Derby paid him too much, and they were like, no, you got to give us that money back. What?
That's on them.
Get the fuck out of here. You're a money distributor. If you give me too much, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
That is not a me
problem. Sounds like your drawer's a little short. I think it comes out of your check.
Hey, why don't you make up for it, dear boss? I don't know. I just think that's all such bullshit. And that's also because I love casinos and taking money out of casinos, and I hate the casino.
Unless you're in Detroit.
I felt terrible. I felt so bad, man. Like,
I mean, but hold on a second. Is the casino up there a brand that's in other cities? Then you don't have to worry about it.
I'm not sure. I think it might have been like a Caesars or an MGM.
Then you don't have to worry.
The one we went into was definitely a chain, but I don't remember which one. But I want to say Caesars.
I think it was Caesars. Yeah.
They're doing just fine. They were in a movie.
That's probably their tax.
Yeah, but Trump bankrupted a couple casinos in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
What's that? What are you pointing at?
Nothing.
What were you pointing at?
Bibbs. He laughed at me.
I thought it was funny.
Which one?
Good one, Diggs.
Thanks, man.
Which is, I might have missed it. I was thinking about Trump with the bankrupt.
I don't even know. I didn't
remember. They were in a movie, Caesars.
Yeah.
I'll go back to doing it.
It was in The Hangover.
Yeah. Does Caesar actually live here, that whole thing?
Yeah.
That wasn't that funny. Vibs. I mean, I don't know what just happened.
Sorry.
I mean, yeah, you just stay in your own little zone over there, Rachel Maddow.
That's what I was doing.
I'm happy you have a microphone, though. I'm pretty excited about you having a microphone. And I think you should think, we got this soundboard, guys, and there are so many
options.
So
many buttons.
It's literally impossible to find. But the one I do like and I do enjoy. Just think about that in the morning and then. This is awesome. What else? What's going on in the world, guys? Is there anything happening in the world? Detroit trip yesterday.
Speaking of Trump, how do you feel about him firing James Comey?
This is an interesting thing. This is a very interesting thing because he was just on the stand when? Last week?
Yeah.
He got interviewed last week and then he got fired?
And he's supposed to testify, I think, Thursday in some internal Trump investigation.
So he's testifying Thursday. So he fired him before he's testifying?
Yeah.
He must be very confident because you don't want to.
This is the FBI director, right?
Yeah, but you fire a guy, you piss him off, and then he's testifying against you in 2 days.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
Trump's not good at breakups. You got to time those things out. It's got to be a time where you're going to go away for a couple weeks. You're not going to see them. They got nothing to do with anything. That's tough. That's a very aggressive firing. A lot of people are saying, right, he's going to testify against the Russia stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what it was about. It was about the investigation into Russia. The best part, though, was that he got fired. Like, he didn't even know he was fired.
He found out on the internet?
Yeah, reporters were asking about it, and he thought it was a joke.
NFL, that happens, though.
NFL style.
The NFL, that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. I think old school media are like, he didn't even know communication. Like, no, you have to get everything out, and there's a leak everywhere. There's a leak sitting next to Donald Trump who's selling stories probably to people, and it's getting out. So people are like, oh, the president's not even telling James Comey's fired. He has to find out from the internet? Yeah, that's how the fucking world works in public life. That's just the way it fucking goes.
When you fire me, just do it. Like, do it that way. At me.
I'm going to tweet you.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to tweet about you. I'm not going to add it. Just for your listeners, Tactical Diggs has been released today. That's also for you, Diggs. Yeah, you've been fired. That'd be a good little tweet.
Thanks, bud.
A lot of people are saying, though, this is because of the Russia stuff, right?
Yeah.
The same people that were saying Comey ruined the election for Hillary are now saying that Comey's going to ruin Trump. It's just kind of whoever the media people telling you to think that way are thinking that way.
Yes.
That's an interesting thing. James Comey, FBI director, you know a lot of shit.
Yep.
That guy knows a lot of shit.
I would be interested to see if something leaks out in the next couple of days.
Yeah, pissed off guy.
Yeah,
that's sure. Like whenever Trump was firing all of Obama's people, there was shit just getting leaked out every day. Bang, 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 bang.
But I think he definitely would not have fired him if he thought this guy had something on him.
No way. Yeah. He's testifying.
It would just be a dumb move.
You fire him on Friday.
Right.
Or Thursday afternoon, depending on what he testifies.
Right, right.
That's an interesting setup, though.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. It's a breakup. What does the FBI know? Everything.
Who would you rather be, as far as knowledge-wise, knowing? CIA director, FBI director, NSA director.
Which one knows Area 51?
President.
That's what.
You think Trump knows Area 51?
No, they probably didn't give him.
He has to,
there's
right?
No way.
I think he has to.
There's no way.
What do you mean?
No, the president doesn't know about it because on Independence Day, they didn't tell him until like shit really hit the fan.
You cannot. Your entire life is run by fictional movies. Sick of it.
Jeff Goldblum's dad brought up Area 51, and then they finally told the president. Who was?
They have to tell him what Area 51 is. You have to.
I don't know.
It's 100%.
I don't know. Real. I don't know. I don't know if they trust him with that level of secrecy.
Who is they? He is their boss. He's the one who sent the bombs at Assad. He's the one to do. He's the boss. You have to tell him.
I think that's a secret organization that handles all that we don't even know about. That will not give the president that information for plausible deniability.
Like the MIB?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The MIB.
Oh, so Trump or any president can say, I don't know.
Yeah.
And with telling the truth. I was never told anything. Well, who the fuck's that person then? I want to be that person.
That's the job I want.
That's an awesome platform to run on, too, is to say, if I get an office, I'm going to tell you guys all about the aliens.
Hillary did that.
Did she?
Yeah, I think Hillary made that mention at some point.
I didn't pay attention.
It was right after she said she carries hot sauce around in her purse every day when she was speaking to a group of black people.
Yeah.
Why'd she lose the election? Dumb shit all the time. Dumber than Trump somehow. But I want to be that guy, the guy that knows the alien shit.
I do too. Whoever that guy is, that's what I want.
That's wild.
I want to know all the secrets no one else knows.
NASA?
Not all of them. No. I don't want to know all the secrets.
I do. I just want to know
everything. Like, we get it. Abraham Lincoln was allegedly shot in the head by a guy on a balcony.
A lot of people don't know this about Abraham Lincoln. He invented the first donut on accident. That's why we have donuts today.
Fucking cop. This is cop.
Hold on.
Hold on. I got something for this.
He was eating a plane.
Hold on. Hold the fuck on.
God damn it. I know what's going to cop it.
Behind the badge.
All right. Let's go behind the badge. We got donut news. Go ahead, Todd.
Okay. This is trivia that no one's going to know. I've been a police officer for 21 years, so I know this because of that job. But the donut was created by Abraham Lincoln on accident. What happened when he was at the Ford Theater? He was eating a plain circular pastry, and when shot from behind, the bullet actually passed from him into the pastry, making a perfect hole in the middle. And afterward, in memoriam, our country was like, hey, we should provide this as a pastry to the entire country.
This fucking guy.
And then it was jelly filled. It looked jelly filled.
Yeah.
When did they start selling the actual bullet part of the crust? The hole?
That came much later.
That was a JFK thing?
I think that was a
thing?
JFK thing. Yeah. They were like, you know what would be nice? If we could fill the hole, because we wish we could do that here, but we can't. But symbolically, we'll fill the hole with the dough that we took out in the first place. And now it's still president.
I want to let you guys know that before this show,
I can't believe we got back here.
Before the show started, and this is why I think I'm going to be a pretty good host in the future. Yeah. Todd just kind of slightly mentioned,
hey, you
if Abraham Lincoln gets brought up today, I got a good story for you. So I locked it in. All right. We're going to get Abraham Lincoln in here somehow. I went around and found a way to get him in.
Can't remember how we got there.
And it was a donut fucking joke. It's a fucking cop donut joke.
That's saw incredible. Coming a mile away.
Fucking leave
saw it coming. That's good, Diggs.
How many, two have been assassinated?
Two presidents?
That we know
more.
Of.
More?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
There are guys that I can't remember their names. It's not right, but I want to say like Grover Cleveland.
No, he was
the fat one, right?
Yeah, I think he died.
Heart attack. Speaking of, now let's move forward.
What was the one you, oh no, I'm not going to go there.
I'm friends with the guy who doesn't deserve to be mentioned right now.
Good.
Who was the one that
Big Black, rest in peace, man. By the way,
Chris Boykin.
That's a real thing. I got a chance to party with him a few times. Really good guy. Cool guy.
Seemed really cool.
Robin Big was a great fucking show.
Awesome.
When we were in high school, you were probably your 14th year in the cop thing.
Probably.
Robin Big was gigantic.
Yeah, they were huge.
That show came out of nowhere, blindsided everybody, MTV, fucking all over the place.
Everyone wanted to have their own fantasy factory.
Which we're currently building.
Yeah, we have.
Good for us. They don't even know that they're the reason we're building that like that. Entourage and Robin Big and Fantasy Factory probably shaped my life more than anything. Because it all seemed like real, even though Entourage was fake. But Rob Dyrdek, what a fucking human. But Big Black, perfect little side guy for that show.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Rest in peace. Good guy. Good partier. He's tweeted me a couple times. He's a good guy. Vet, too, I think. Thanks for his service.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's a vet. Navy? Yeah, I think he's in the Navy.
It's a big dude on a ship.
Yeah.
I don't know how he gets into submarines. I've been in a couple of them. They're fucking tight. They sign up for that, by the way. I think the Navy...
It pays more, so some, I think that's why they some have people to. Do it. But once they're on there, they're probably like, oh, this was a fucking mistake.
It's a jail. It's a jail out in the middle of... Yeah. Submarines are a jail out in the middle of nowhere.
Dude, that's a great idea. And all fucking jails should be fucking submarines that we control remotely.
That's a Marvel movie. Well, not movie, but a Marvel thing.
Is it?
The English sending all the prisoners to Australia.
Love that movie.
A good move. Why don't we do that? Why don't we send them up to Alaska or something?
Yeah, I don't know why we don't do that. Like in Escape from New York, where they turn the island of Manhattan into a prison?
Mm, yeah. It kind of already is.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people smiling. No people smiling there. There's a lot of food, though. A lot of food options.
But there's so much ocean space. Like, we haven't even explored all of the ocean. It's so vast. Why don't we just put underwater prisons?
Have we talked about that bullshit yet?
What?
That the ocean is less explored than space? Have we discussed that horseshit lie?
That's a lie. Because space is infinite, right?
Space is a million planets. The ocean is on finite. One fucking planet.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot of shit in that ocean we haven't seen nor want to see.
Do you know how deep the ocean is?
Forever.
Miles deep.
There are species of fish down there.
Where's China at then? Because if you dig, you get to China. Yeah. That'll blow your mind. Does it get hotter then as you get deeper in the ocean?
It's colder.
How's that happen?
Because the lava is down there.
Yeah, because the core is hot.
I know, but the water gets colder. I don't know. I think it's because it's less sunlight.
Well, that's...
Sun heats water.
Yeah, but doesn't the Earth...
No, it doesn't radiate up to the ocean because...
Is that why people use water beds?
Yeah.
It all makes sense. It means science just really solves itself.
Yeah.
But why do we want to know what's down there?
No.
I do. There's going to be some cool species we've not even discovered.
What if there isn't, though?
Watch any documentary on like Discovery Channel, Destination, whatever, those species of fish are horrifying. They're all like glowing and
they're dolphins.
Teeth and creepy looking.
They're dolphins. There's a whole documentary on dolphins, though.
There are
mermaids. I literally do that every fucking time.
Wait, was that serious?
Yeah. They live deep enough you can't find them. Of course they live down there. There's going to be mermaids. There's going to be...
What if it's just like with L.A. with the football, like the NFL? They're always like threatening to go to L.A., how cool it would be, how awesome it would be. Mm-hmm. First year of there, not that awesome. Everybody's threatening like deep in the ocean. There's so much cool shit. Like, oh, there's shit down there that's awesome. Like these scientists are making entire careers.
Like a prehistoric shark?
Yeah, but what if there isn't? What if there's nothing? What if it's just a big bass down there? Big Billy Bass is swimming down there.
And he sings all the time. It's just annoying.
He's just down there. That would fuck scientists up forever. That would fuck the whole world
up. Be honest with you. I would fuck with aliens from space. I do not want to fuck with aliens if they're from the ocean.
Why?
I don't know. The ocean's scary, man.
I don't like water either. Don't like water at all. I understand what you're saying. But I would much rather fight an ocean alien on ground than an alien.
What if they have legs?
Then why are they in the ocean?
That's good hiding. It's a good hiding spot.
They're just hiding? It's good hiding. A couple thousand years? Just like Jesus. Jesus is going to come back. He's just hiding.
You think he's down there too?
Out of the ocean?
He's been down there. He's everywhere.
What if he does just pop out of the ocean like fucking what's Aquaman?
What's that city? Da-da-da! What's that city?
I'm back, bitches!
I've been down here the whole time.
Yeah. I've been waiting for somebody to get down in the fucking ocean and find me. What's that, man?
Atlantis.
Rose.
Atlantis.
Rose hit me in the head with a fucking jewel. What's that?
Atlantis. That's where he's at.
In the Bahamas?
No. Not the casino hotel.
I wouldn't even blame him.
Not a bad idea. I love the Atlantis.
Hidden underground, underwater city. Atlantis. You never heard that?
No. What's that in?
Everything.
Sounds dumb.
That's where Aquaman came from.
Who?
Aquaman. He came from the lost city of Atlantis.
Vince.
Did you?
Vinny chases Aquaman. Yeah. From Entourage. Have some respect. Unbelievable.
Did you ever see The Family Guy where Aquaman can't save the lady on the beach who's... being abused because he can't leave water? He throws a starfish at him.
Seth MacFarlane's brain. Some people don't like Family Guy. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't understand people that don't like
it's Family so good. Guy. He's so funny.
His brain is just incredible.
Yeah.
I think he's incredibly funny. He can sing. He does all his fucking voices. He did that roast. Who did he do the roast of? Bieber or Charlie Sheen?
Can't remember. I think he's done a couple. He's crazy, though. His brain. The way it works.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I have no idea what drugs he's on, how he gets in there, but his brain, he got good brain. Mm-hmm. That guy's got a good brain.
Good brain.
A lot of other people got good brains.
Mm-hmm.
One of them who doesn't have a good brain, LeVar Ball.
Did you see his latest?
400 shoes. Yeah, what was his latest thing?
I hate this fucking guy, but he said Michael Jordan couldn't sell $500 shoes because he's not Lonzo.
So he's not getting drafted to Charlotte. So there's a team. This guy's just fucking everything up. He fucked up Nike deal because he went after LeBron. Fucked up an Under Armour deal because he said his son was better than Steph Curry. Adidas just can't jump on because they did that fucking Boston Marathon thing. Now he's attacking the owner of an NBA team.
Mm-hmm. And probably the greatest player of all time, saying he's better.
Heard he's not a good guy, but...
Oh, MJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard if the Twitter sphere was out when he was around.
A lot different, I heard. And I heard there's a lot of people in Chicago that are not the biggest fans of his, but we can all agree on one thing. Really good at fucking basketball.
Dude gets buckets.
Dude, still. He plays down in the Bahamas.
I have a Washington Wizards Jordan jersey.
Cool, man.
That's a little fanboyish, I think, wearing...
I didn't buy it.
Who did?
It was a birthday present.
From mom or dad?
No, a friend. Lived up the street from you.
Who?
McDade.
McDade got you a Washington Wizards yes. Michael Jordan jersey?
As a joke?
What year?
No, it was just the year that he went there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so McDade probably thought he was going to do something
big.
Probably. Yeah, like this is going to be something you really want.
Yeah.
I respect that move. Do you ever wear it?
No.
I think that's something you should bring out. I think you should wear that. Is that here in Indianapolis?
No, my brother has it.
Of course he does. I saw him getting fucking turnt, by the way, in a video. He's out of control. That Ball family's got no chance.
Poor kid.
When's the kid going to start hating him?
Hating his dad?
Yeah.
I think he does now.
Has to.
I don't know. He's right next to him at all times.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know how it's your dad. I don't have this. I have a good relationship with my dad, but I could think it will take time and just one day. Like, it's building up. It's building up, and then, boom, he's either going to kill his dad or excommunicate him from his life.
Imagine family meetings right now. Guys, we got to stick together. They're going to try to drive a wedge in us. Call me an idiot and say my teeth are bad.
Yeah.
Say that we're too outpriced. We're just going to keep attacking. We got to stick together.
They're going to try to pull you away from me and give you all this money. Yeah. Remember, all that money needs to come through your dad before it goes to you. Yeah.
They don't know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to take advantage of you and make you too rich without me.
Yeah. That is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I've seen this happen about 45 times.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And at some point, LeVar Ball is going to die and we're all going to be jacked up. I'm going to draft him in my death pool.
Oh, I can't wait to do that.
Who else do I have in there? The Olsen twins?
Let's do it next week.
I got the Olsen twins and LeVar Ball.
Come prepared.
Two are real. One is what I'm hoping for.
Aggressive. Yeah. Let's hope it pays off.
The Olsen twins. I saw another photo of them this weekend. They're not getting better. Like
they have to stand forward. It just looks like two lines. They can't catch them on a photograph.
They're probably not eating enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the issue is it's not only that they don't eat enough. It's that they're not eating the right stuff.
They're not. And I tell you, it's important. If you don't want to be so skinny that you can't be photographed on side profile, you need to
think about... this. Hold on. He gets into this voice, though. He's got this voice. It's very similar to his stand-up voice. Very, very similar to his stand-up voice, where it's just like... A bit's coming, but who knows who the fuck it's for or what the fuck it's for. Here comes something special, though.
Yeah.
So the Olsen twins need to eat right.
They do. Here's their problem, and that's what people need to think about, is you got to think about the ingredients that you're putting into your body. It's called nutrition. Now, all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. Blue Apron, it's affordable for less.
Winning!
By the way, Blue Apron, start off this ad read with... Blue Apron, Pat McAfee draft. We heard you like shorter copy from your fans.
Winning!
So they shortened it.
Gary V shortened it for us.
Gary V.
And our fans by actually.
There's a lot of tweets coming into Blue Apron about shortening the
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
From the above average listeners. We appreciate
that.
Yeah, very above average listeners.
They're an active bunch. A-A-L. We love them.
Oh.
So when you think Blue Apron, think affordable. For less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. And think flexible. Customize your recipes each week based on your preference. Blue Apron has several delivery options so you can choose what fits your needs. And then, and there's no weekly commitment. That's the most important thing. So you only get deliveries when you want them. My favorite is chicken and sweet peppers with roasted summer squash. It's one of my favorites. I made it not too long ago for me and a lady.
Oh, I love a little summer squash.
I made it not too long ago for me and a lady. And let me just say, it was delicious. It was like, I was like, tonight we're going to make some cheesy, zesty chicken tostados with the colorful mini sweet pepper sauce and Mexican spices, topped with a layer of melted Monterey Jack. And she was all like, what? Are you a chef? And I was But maybe you'd prefer one of their other featured upcoming meals, beef teriyaki fry with sugar snap peas, baked spinach and egg flatbread and sauteed asparagus, three cheese and baby broccoli, stromboli with tomato oregano dipping sauce. Now listen, guys, check out this shorter week's menu.
It was the shorter ad read.
It was actually a third of the league. I actually put them side by side, and I'm like, they cut that son of a bitch by two-thirds.
Oh, good math. Yeah. 66%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Pat. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Pat. Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook. Good.
I'll tell you who needs Blue Apron ASAP.
Who?
Diddy. Why? Diddy just got sued by his former chef for sexual harassment because after every time he would have sex, he wanted his chef to bring him food to him in the bed.
So hilarious.
He'd lay there in the bed, sometimes during, sometimes post, and be fed while he's banging.
What do you think his meal was?
This is your captain speaking.
I'm not sure that that's exactly how you're supposed to use a personal chef. But I'm assuming there's some agreement somewhere that everything that happens in that house is for, there's some contract somewhere that it's going to save Diddy. For sure.
They tried to get her to, one of the housekeepers would like take some of Diddy's like watches and stuff that he didn't want anymore, and she would like make them disappear and try and pin it on this personal chef. Ah. So they were trying to frame her. They're trying to get out of this any way they can.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Who is?
Diddy is trying to get out of this. What do you mean?
Team Diddy is trying to get out of this personal chef issue?
By making her look person look as bad as possible.
Yeah, one of her quotes is that one of Diddy's friends asked her to look at and admire his genitals while she served him food.
Hey, what up, boo? Yeah, you got some food there? Yeah, look at these balls.
This asshole was just laying on the steps at the Met Gala.
Look at these balls. He was laying on the steps like a fucking sexual pose. Like, what's that old guy that posed naked? Attractive guy? Dark hair? Burt Reynolds. He was laying there like Burt Reynolds. Did you see that?
No.
The Met Gala pose.
No, I saw that.
That's a full showcase of the balls pose. The one leg up, one leg down.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see the Burt Reynolds thing.
Well, you'll see it. And then in your mind, you just saw it. Saw Burt Reynolds' dick in your head. But the pose was just so ridiculous. Does he have any idea that he's getting sued by this lady?
Oh, yeah. Now imagine that pose and just being fed like a ham, maybe a pastrami sandwich.
Oh, Nick loves getting fed.
So after... We heard this, and everyone had one food come in their mind, like post-sex food that would be nice to eat in bed. Uh-huh. What was yours? Pastrami?
Well, I think back of the Costanza Seinfeld bit.
You got one?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Pepperoni pizza.
You know minus?
What?
I, for some reason, grilled cheese popped in my head.
You just want a grilled cheese?
See, I would have went with wings for you.
It gets messy.
Wings are going to be tough to be fed.
Grilled cheese is horrible because of all it's toast, and when you bite in the toast, those little crumbles go all over your bed.
Don't
and
care.
The sheets.
I just swipe them off.
Yeah, you got somebody feeding you. They can clean it up.
Yeah,
too.
Diddy gets his sheets changed.
You
every
can feed
day.
Me Cheetos so I don't get my hands all grimy.
Wait, is the personal chef feeding him, or is your partner?
Why do you have a personal chef feeding you Cheetos?
I don't. Diddy does.
No, she's feeding him food that she picked.
You don't have to cook Cheetos.
Yeah, but I don't want to get my hands dirty.
You can just get a personal feeder. They also don't need cooking skills.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a Bubbly's pizza.
So grapes is out of it.
Oh,
I think it's too cliche.
That picture of Nick getting fed grapes is one of my favorite photos I've ever seen.
It's a pretty good one.
It's probably your happy place.
Maddie Walsh takes me that picture like once a week.
Having a woman feed you grapes and photograph is cliche. I'm ashamed of you for putting that out. From now on, I'm going to call you Nick Cliche.
You were just jealous you weren't there.
Huh?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, let me know the next time you get grapes fed to you, Todd.
Whatever, Nick Cliche.
Yeah. Nick Cliche?
I like that, Todd.
Nick Cliche?
Nick Cliche.
Don't worry, I got
Nick
that.
Nick Cliche.
That's his new name for now
98
on.
Degrees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mary Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, did you find a new name for your sugar glider?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about this. Okay.
Yeah, big deal. So you two are buying two marsupials.
Correct.
Named sugar gliders, which I guess there's a big sugar glider sex trafficking going on that somebody tweeted us. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Not happy.
I don't care.
Yeah, to hell with them. Sugar Ladders are pets.
Nick already came up with Steve Furwin for his.
Great name.
So I put it out, since we are the people's podcast, to the people.
For a vote, but you only get four options.
No. Well, I put it out to the people in the morning, and they all sent in their options.
Yeah.
And then I picked what we thought was the four best, kind of.
Some people are at work, though. They don't get to read their Twitter till afterwards.
I know. This
the
is,
more creative I'm people get didn't to get it. To read their Twitter till afterwards.
The four options were not the best four.
So we had Plaxico first.
Not a bad name. Not in no.
But he's using first, so you can't also use
no tie in, though.
Yeah, to Australia.
To Australia.
Correct.
Okay.
We had Sugar Tits.
Also no tie-in to?
Wrong.
Australia.
You're wrong.
Oh, there is That's, a...
Sugar Tits is what Mel Gibson called the cop whenever he was pulled over.
Oh.
And he is...
went on that little tirade, yeah.
And he's Australian.
Yes.
Yes.
So if had, an Australian said it, we're good.
Yeah. We had Aaron... Right. We had,
Sugar Tits isn't bad for a sugar glider.
Yeah. I know. It plays on multiple levels.
We had...
They don't have tits, though.
You don't know that.
Do you know that?
No.
Can you milk a sugar glider?
Oh, you can milk anything with nipples, right? We had Aaron Fernandez.
With an E, though, right? Aaron with an E.
Aaron Fernandez.
Because it's a female, right?
Yeah. No, we don't know yet. It doesn't matter.
I feel like you're cucking, Nick, because you're stuck on fur.
We had Glide. We had Glide Drexler.
That was my favorite.
That was one of my
obviously
favorites,
obviously, no Australian reference, unless he also he played 1-on-1 against Mel Gibson. Something that I don't know about.
See, my favorite was Matthew Della Ferdova.
That was good.
That was a good one, too.
That's a very... modern, catchy. That wasn't my favorite, but that was a very good one.
And then we had a late sleeper come in.
Who?
Flu Jackman.
That was my favorite.
Which
for him.
F-L-E-W, Flu Jackman, love it.
Which ended up being our favorites, and it got enough likes on the tweet to...
Warrant?
To warrant this. So I believe my sugar glider's name is going to be...
Hold on. Wrong game show. There's another one. There's a lot of options on here, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Ready, set, go!
So Sugar Tits won the pool. So we are going to go Flu Jackman, a.k.a. Sugar Tits.
Mmm, that's going to be...
how much time do I have to take to call your goddamn sugar glider's name?
What do you
hey,
mean?
Flu Jackman, a.k.a. Sugar Tits. No, come on over here.
You can call it. You don't have to call
hey,
it
hey, little fella. Because you just open your hand. It comes flying in, right? Bink, bink. That's ball. That's check ball.
Sugar Tits is something you say to a female.
Who?
If you're Mel Gibson, who's been pulled over by
you said that? You're going to say that? Walk up to my mom. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all the moms.
Yeah.
Great weekend. One of my favorite weekends of all time. I celebrate harder. I've told that story on here. The video is now on the internet.
Uh-huh. You just made her very proud.
Why don't you walk up to my mom and just say, hey, Sugar Tits, what's up?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Just they really enjoy that, Todd.
With a straight face.
She would not be proud. And you want your mom to be proud. And by the way, there's no better way
Jesus
than
Christ,
making your mom
it.
Proud. Whether it was on the sports field like Pat or in the classroom like Nick or in your own bedroom shooting your sock drawer like Diggs. Making your mom proud is the best thing ever. That proud mom reaction was always priceless. Enjoy that feeling again by making her smile with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving our listeners an exclusive 24 for 24 offer.
What are they doing?
24 for 24.
It's wow. 24. It's almost two dozen.
24 multicolored roses for only $24.
Wow.
That's almost a dollar per rose. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. This is an amazing offer, but it expires Friday. 24 for 24. They're breathtaking roses, and they're picked at their peak and shipped overnight. To order 24 stunning multicolored roses for only $24, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code America. That's A as in aardvark, M as in monkey, E as in elk, R as in raccoon, I as in iguana, C as in cow, and A as in alligator. Those are all animals that are capable of love, but can't show it by ordering flowers online because they can't use the internet.
The aardvark, huh? Fucking aardvark.
So show your dominance as a species and order your mom 24 multicolored roses for $24 from 1-800-Flowers.com. It's 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code America. Hurry, offer ends when? Friday.
I like that one, Todd.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. Mother's Day is Sunday. Don't be the bad kid.
Yeah.
It's 24 flowers. For $24,
a great
I'm
deal.
Afraid we need to use math.
That is roughly 50 cents a rose. That's like the wings back in the day. Not bad at all.
Wait.
Or a dollar. Or a dollar. Rose?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, guys.
You and your fucking soundboard.
I love it.
I got two different soundboards. People, wait till I have four soundboards.
You know what I love the most? How much I know that your woman has to listen to that as you explore it at night while you're laying in bed.
Well, the thing is, it's been hijacked every night by Vibs. Vibs steals it so he can upload shit onto it. Actually, this used to be my personal iPad, and then Vibs wiped it out. And now it's Jeff Vibbard's. Everything goes through Jeff Vibbard's emails. So everything I have to do has to go through Jeff Vibbard's emails. Rachel Maddow is just running my iPad right now.
Yeah, please don't look at the photos on there. Yeah.
It's a bigger screen, so maybe that'll help out. But I haven't got a chance to really toy with this much. Speaking of, that's a toy siren.
Haven't had a chance, huh?
Haven't had a chance, man. It's all just kind of coming to me now. Like, for instance, the story I told about Mother's Day, It involves one of these. Stop. Jesus. I meant to stop.
That'll wake you up. Jesus
Christ. Thanks for listening to the Pat McAfee Show. The home of... Oh, I like this one. I'm going to use this one a lot.
Hey, I got an app.
Wait, I think we have that.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I think we have it. We the transition process into this haunted studio we've been using in my basement has been quite a difficult one.
It has.
Today, there were 6 different degrees working on trying to get this podcast to sound louder so you guys can listen to. Me and Diggs were handling business outside, but we got a lot of good people in here working. We appreciate it. But the thing I'm most excited about today is we had a chance to bring back a goat.
Oh, boy.
We finally got this file.
Oh, boy.
World News Nick is about to deliver some fire.
Time now for the Jim Kong update on the Pat McAfee Show.
That gong at the end really signifies
that gong.
What's our guy doing? What's Jim Kong up to?
Dennis Rodman has revealed that Jim Kong is hooked on the themed tunes to Rocky and Dallas and has a personal girl band who play them for hours on end for him.
He loves America so much.
Does anyone know the Dallas theme song?
Not off the top of my head.
Todd probably does. Is it the Eye of the Tiger?
Trying to think. No, Rocky.
Is that why he's always standing at the top of stairs?
I think you're right.
It all makes so much sense now. It all makes so much sense. He's always at the top of stairs because it's Rocky running up.
Yeah.
So he listens to... And what's the Dallas one?
Do you want
to
play it?
Yeah, because sure. I can't remember it.
It's not on my soundboard.
I'll know it as soon as it starts. So. But here's the catchy part coming.
Could you imagine Jim Kong just giving out meth to all his boys right here?
How does he get hooked on this? This is so old.
No, this is a new show
that,
there.
Yeah, this is so old, yeah.
Rocky and Dallas just came out in North Korea.
Yeah. How awesome is that? Sopranos are coming up soon for them, right?
Yeah.
Sopranos?
No, they're stuck in 1986. When did Rocky
come out? I think Rocky came out in like 71 or 72 or something.
Sylvester Stallone was Rocky in 71?
That's absurd.
Yeah, he's 70 years old.
They showed a picture of him walking down the street the other day, and he had all his vascularity all jacked up. But anyway, so Jim Kong, like, he loves America.
Yeah.
And deep down in his soul.
He's just now entered 1970.
This is the band that plays 70s. These songs is a 13-piece girls band with, like, violins and, like, string instruments.
For him?
Yes.
Are they naked?
Probably not.
Has anybody ever messed up and survived?
Doubtful.
Gotta hit those notes.
A little flat. It's like American Idol. He's Simon Cowell in American Idol every time they perform. Kill the back.
Oh, you
record.
Like being flat? Drop the safe on the lady.
flat. So flat.
That was dreadful.
You like being sharp?
I'm kind of excited for him to get into like new movies, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is kind of old, too, but he thinks that the South Korean government and the CIA have a plot to kill him with biochemical weapons, like the plot of the movie, The Interview.
Mm-hmm.
Who showed him that? Which guy? Which guy was trying to get a raise and then goes, they make movie about you? Which one?
This is
right here.
He tried to tell his people that we killed all the blue humans, all the blue people. That's why you don't see him anymore because he watched Avatar. He's like, you don't see them because America killed
That's
them.
Imperialism.
Yeah.
That's, what is it called? Imperialism?
Yeah.
I learned that on this show.
I think that's right. Yeah.
That's Avatar is imperialism, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the right word.
That's imperialistic. We're trying to unobtainium. We're trying to get unobtainium from Pandora.
Yeah.
So we're just taking over?
Mm-hmm.
He probably shows that as like what we really are.
Yeah, probably.
That's a true story in North Korea. Those meth heads watch Avatar and they think that we flew to some other planet and are jacking unobtainium out from underneath a tree.
Yeah.
It's weird. They must think they're going into battle with some fucking legends.
I really enjoy
Is Jacob Sully still fighting for that?
I really enjoy the amount of Avatar references we get in here.
I know.
I feel like it might be the only
movie. That's the last new movie that Pat's seen.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It's a 6-hour movie. So many references. So many references. Have some respect. Why don't we send him Terminator?
Oh, we should.
Somebody should just airdrop Terminator. Mm-hmm. What's some other ones? Lone Survivor, maybe? Drop that one in there.
Mm,
that's a real one he should
American
watch.
Sniper, drop that one right on his house.
Team America, World Police, starring his dad.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. I really wonder why we haven't done that more. It's obvious all of his shit comes from our movies.
Uh-huh.
Why we're not just trying to infiltrate that system just to send him movies that are like, maybe some Ron Jeremy shit. Like,
we should be dropping.
Oh, yeah. He would be so angry.
Yeah, with how big Ron Jeremy is.
But let's not use Ron Jeremy because we want to...
No, that's his era.
No, I don't want to perpetuate the thick stereotype that the Americans have. We should go
with mustaches? Yeah, I know.
The mustache?
No, the body.
Oh, the fat. Yeah, but he's fat.
Yeah, but
we can send him John Holmes. He was a skinny guy.
Or Lexington Steel.
White guy or black guy, John Holmes?
White.
I had Johnny Holmes on my college football team.
Did you really?
I think I told you guys that, right?
Same guy?
Johnny Holmes is his name.
If you name your kid Johnny Holmes, come on. That's LeVar Ball shit right there.
But we didn't know, though. I didn't know who Johnny Holmes was.
He must be old. Is he
but
old
his
guy?
Parents would know.
For sure.
Yeah. So
but
his
I don't
parents
think...
made the mistake by naming him that.
But other parents probably talked about it, but the kids don't know who Johnny Holmes was. Right.
There's no Peter North running around these days.
Yeah, but your teachers all know.
Didn't he die like a violent, graphic death due to venereal diseases and possibly AIDS?
He got AIDS for sure. He died in prison, I think, of AIDS.
Is that what happens when you...
Prison AIDS.
He was part of a robbery where...
Prison AIDS probably the worst AIDS.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
I would assume so.
Prison AIDS are bad. Hollywood AIDS pretty bad too, but prison AIDS probably the worst AIDS.
Yeah.
Now
AIDS isn't bad, right?
If you have money.
Take medicine.
Does everybody in prison have AIDS?
Not everybody, I wouldn't think.
Everybody's fucking in there, right?
77%.
77%?
I just
AIDS?
Looked at it.
I would like to see a real stat of the prison fuckery.
Mm,
like
there's
how,
a lot
how much
on.
Is going on?
Like who is everybody... Like if I met a guy... I know a few guys who've had to go to jail for like 5-10 years.
Oh, it's a long time.
They've had sex with other men, right?
I would probably. Probably.
Is that gay or... What is it?
Ain't nothing gay about getting your dick sucked.
If you're sucking the dick.
Yeah.
That's probably a question for Gay Pat.
Yeah.
Barstool Gay Pat. Yeah. He just hijacked at Barstool Pat. Yeah. Just hijacked it. Yeah. That's interesting. I wonder how many people in prison... Is everybody having sex with everybody in prison?
And do they consider themselves gay? Probably not. Probably just... I guess they just in their mind are like, oh, just it's having sex with another human being. I'm not gonna classify it.
Prison gay. It's prison. Yeah.
Right. That's something, right? From somewhere? A movie or a song?
I don't know.
Probably not a song. Ain't nobody kidding. Yo, just got the clink. Some said I was PG. Ain't nothing. You ain't got no pussy.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Are they gay, though? They're not gay.
You got to work within your confines. I mean, that's their only option.
We need to make a ruling on this.
Now, how about this?
If you lock me in a prison and within four walls and there's only vegetables and that's all I eat, I'm not a vegetarian. I'm a prison vegetarian.
Mm, okay.
You know what
that
I'm saying?
That was so deep. That was the deepest. But you are technically a vegetarian, though.
Yeah.
That's a really good analogy.
It is, right?
That's an incredible analogy.
I don't.
Yeah. When did you think of that? Just now?
Just now.
You feel pretty good?
I feel great about
you
it.
You should feel real good about that. There's a sound effect for this moment.
That wasn't it. I don't know if that's the one.
That wasn't it. But that was really good there.
Yeah, because that's not my choice.
But they are vegetarians.
Yeah, technically. But what do you call that when you don't have any other options?
Fucked.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're completely fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are gay, though.
I think so. Yeah. I think once you do it, you're gay. Once you only eat vegetables, you're a vegetarian.
American History X guy?
Once you kill a person, you're
There's
a killer.
There's another movie reference for you. You ever see American History X?
Yes, I love that movie. You seen it?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, dude. That's a great movie that not everybody knows.
I saw it in school, though.
Is that with...
it's in class.
Christian Bale? No.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
I was thinking of American Psycho.
Yeah.
Good movie.
No, I'm thinking of Full Metal Jacket.
American Psycho.
Who's Full Metal Jacket?
Full Metal Jacket?
So, that's the guy.
Arlie Ermey was the drill instructor.
He wasn't even supposed to be in that movie, right?
Matthew Modine.
He was supposed to train.
Oh, maybe I'm way off.
The drill instructor.
Yeah, he was supposed to be a technical consultant.
He was supposed to train the actor who was doing it. And they were like, wait, this fucking guy. Good.
He's like, he's so good.
Give us that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What a fucking movie that was.
He made. He was that movie.
Yeah, he got.
The rest of the movie after the boot camp part is just average. The boot camp part, it's going to live in infamy. I mean,
in
infamy.
There you go.
Sorry. Ginger me. I don't know.
Gentrification.
Ginger monkeys is what you called orangutans last week.
Todd's brain is going full pretzel over there.
Todd's pretty good, though. Speaking of American Psycho, what's going on with Jim Kong? Is there anything going on with him? Anything else?
No,
we covered this. It pretty good.
But that was it? That was all it was?
I thought you said we were going to have a big episode.
Yeah.
That we were going to talk about him because we had a giant
segment. Delete some stuff.
Had to delete some stuff from Jim Kong?
Yeah. I can tell you about something else, though.
No, you're on these liberal media sites that are just won't keep it real about Jim Kong's failures. I'll start sending you tweets from The Onion. I'll start sending you real stuff that Jim Kong's doing.
Yeah.
Are we going to war with him? Anonymous announced that there's a world war coming on.
Oh, I love when that
I feel like they do that every week.
They used to have a lot more power.
Weren't they supposed to take down ISIS like 3 months ago?
Anonymous?
Yeah. I think they did, though. I think they were taking down all ISIS's shit, like on the internet. Anything they can control. I am a big Anonymous fan.
You should 100% watch. Good thing I don't remember the name of the show. It's on USA. Mr. Robot is 100%. You should watch that.
Oh, he's a hacker, right?
Yeah, it's Anonymous.
Is it on before or after WWE Raw?
It comes on.
How about Chrisley Knows Best?
It comes on right before White Collar.
Which is before or after Chrisley Knows Best.
And by White Collar, I didn't mean White Collar because it's over. It comes right on before Suits.
Suits? Mm-hmm. What Suits?
Lawyers. Corporate lawyers.
Is that Zach Morris?
No.
He was in that suit movie. He was in a lawyer or show.
Yeah, he was in a
That was that
show.
Like god awful one.
Wow.
You. Franklin and Bash.
Was it Franklin and Bash?
Yeah, Franklin and Bash.
Yeah. USA.
You were about to either call that great or gay or god awful.
God awful.
And you came to god awful. I thought that show was great. Watching Zach Morris up there graduating from law school, it was pretty awesome to watch.
It's your boy.
What's his name? Mark Paul Gessler?
Mark Gossler.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's all in there. Just like Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. Newfoundtown. Yep. Up there in Canada. It all makes sense. What else happened in the world? So you didn't know about Anonymous saying there was going to be a world war? They do put out a lot of shit. Anonymous was hot when? Like 10 years ago when people weren't hacking shit all the time?
Yeah, a while ago. Now they just put out a fancy YouTube video with a bunch of graphics like Jim Kong would and no one really cares.
Great masks, though.
I love that mask.
V for Vendetta.
Mm-hmm. It's a good gimmick they have.
It's good. It's a good movie, too. Yeah. You watch V for Vendetta?
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
Kind of difficult to listen to because you can't see his mouth.
Yeah. I don't like his voice in the movie either.
Who played him?
Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't like his voice?
I just don't like the voice in the movie.
Was it when the he talks. Echoing it's off like of a the narrator, mask?
Right? Like Batman.
No, it seems like a narrator because
I don't like that.
You can't see his face. Yeah. Remember the 5th of November. Is it the 5th?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Got it.
Anyways, there's a new
Why hasn't that happened, by the way?
What?
The train underneath with bombs hijacked. That's what he did to the England thing. You assume that would happen.
Yeah.
What, a train bombing?
We've had train bombings, but
it
not
happened
the,
in London.
Yeah, subway bombings.
Oh, that all makes sense.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, but like to that magnitude.
Yeah, I think it's because probably those type of explosives don't really exist that could do that.
It's probably pretty tough to get under there.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's happened?
So there's a new app. It's called Just a Baby. And it's like Tinder for sperm and egg donors.
Oh.
Wow.
Do we get money?
Wait a minute. What's it called?
Just a Baby.
Just a Baby.
Mm.
Nothing else. No strings attached.
Let's
just
make a baby.
That's
you
all.
Need a baby. I want to give you a baby. I right swipe. You right swipe.
Gronkowski's dad's on here attempting to get so much money.
You better believe I am downloading this today.
What are you going to do? You're going to try to knock up a bunch of women? How does this work?
I just want to see if they think I'd be a good sperm. This is a confidence thing. It's either going to crash and be terrible.
You want to find out if you're dilute or not.
No, I'm definitely, I'm 100, I'm 98% sure my sperm doesn't work. I should have had a kid by now.
pull out game weak.
Now, pull out game is real strong, but I'm saying you got to slip one by the goalie every once in a while, right?
I don't believe in pre-cum getting people pregnant, probably.
You don't? No. Nope. I think that's just
I think it's
propaganda.
I think it's somebody comes inside, somebody says they didn't do it, so it must have been pre-cum.
Yeah, I think that's the condom industry. It's propaganda
yep.
right there. Trying to make you scared.
I don't think pre-cum gets anybody pregnant.
I agree.
I hope, yeah. No way.
No way. And you know what? If you're a young child listening to this in college, possibly, go ahead and take that one to the bathroom. There's a pro tip for you. There's a pro tip for you. Yeah. But definitely get out of there whenever the show is about to start.
Yeah.
Because those do make babies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what's this? It's for like, what are those called when somebody...
It's for donor sperm, eggs, surrogates, and co-parents.
Infertile.
So what happens? It's like the Amish. I show up. So if I swipe right on somebody's egg...
You think it's a picture of their egg? Like a Twitter egg?
So I swipe right on their Twitter egg.
On their ovaries?
On their ovary. Yeah. I swipe right on an ovary. They show up, bend over in front of a blanket like the Amish do, and I just deliver the seed. And
you're exactly right.
That's what happens?
Exactly.
Oh, you don't really have sex?
I thought so. No. I thought that's not what
this
happens.
This is just to find matches, and then you have
so
to
So is it like the cow thing? Like I come inside of a... like
turkey
a
baster?
And they shove it into the egg that I matched with?
Who wants to be on that app? Oh, I'll ship you my sperm.
Oh, let me masturbate into a bin. Oh, into a cup. Sperm bank myself. It's not a puss test. It's a sperm one.
There's even an at-home... insemination guide, so you're kind of onto something.
Does the Just a Baby app send me porn to watch when I'm masturbating into a little cup?
My favorite thing.
I have two things. Number one,
two things.
If you're on the guy side, you're just swiping right the entire time. Like, you don't give a shit who you're
you like every ovary.
Right? Yeah, sure. You don't give a fuck.
What do you care? So,
well, I think you should think about
that. What if you're looking for a breeder?
What is it? Yeah, does it just give the stats?
What if you want,
yeah,
to, what if you want to grow a basketball player?
No, but you don't get to talk to the baby after, right?
Well, some
so many questions. So many questions.
Some are co-parents, though. It depends what filter you're on.
If there's a chance. Oh, there is co-parents.
Yeah.
Oh, 50-50. Yeah. Then I'm definitely looking for 6'2" women.
Well, yeah, but they're just putting their stats in. There's definitely some catfishing going on with these ovaries, right? Oh, my God. God.
Yeah, that's who's like screening these backgrounds? And these
Just a Baby better get their fucking shit together.
Paid for this? Do we get paid?
Why would you get paid?
No, well, if you go to
you're having a baby, that's
you
your
go
payment.
To a fucking
18 years of fucking misery. That's
you
what
go
you
to
get.
A sperm bank, you get paid.
Yeah, but this I think this is like with you other do? Humans. The sperm bank, you're just delivering to
you
a
you have
bank.
Any problem with having babies out there? Like if you went to the sperm bank, you have no idea?
I have a friend who has a couple kids in the Amish community, and I don't think he cares.
I don't think I'd care.
He donates sperm to the Amish?
I've had to have told that story on here.
Because they don't have.
I've not heard that story.
One of my college teammates woke me up on a Saturday morning. It was like the spring Saturday morning. We were off. We had nothing going on. Slaps me. He has like $750 in his hand, straight cash. He goes, let's go drink and have a good time. I'm like, where did you get that money? He said, can't wait to tell you this. So we go to the bar. He starts opening up, telling this whole story. He found an ad in the paper to drive to Amish country, knock up an Amish lady and get $750 cash. He did like 3 to 4 times.
With
every
actual
weekend.
Intercourse?
No. So you masturbate behind a sheet with the Jeremiah or Abraham, whatever the guy's name is.
Uh-huh. There's the elder.
The elder. There's a sheet where you don't even see the person on the other side.
Okay.
And whenever you're about to come to completion.
Do you see a silhouette?
No, I think it's in day. He did it in the daylight. So there was no real
silhouette. Afternoon delight.
Yeah.
But what happens at completion? What happens right at completion? Right before completion?
Hey, you go inside of her, and then
so there is penetration.
So it's sex. That's sex.
That's one pump, and you finish inside
of
her.
Yeah, sex.
Goes inside
sex.
Of her. Then Jeremiah or Abraham has to check on it, and then payment, and then you leave. You never see the lady.
$750 a pop.
$750 a pop.
And they're doing this because
so
of
much incestual
inbreeding. Okay.
Yeah, so much incestual. I don't think he has ever looked into it. I don't think I'd ever donate my sperm though.
No.
If I'm going to have a kid, at least might as well want to see what it is.
Well, yeah. I mean,
what position did he play?
You could do that, too.
He's a big motherfucker. I can't tell you the exact position he played, but he was a very big. They really like his
Wouldn't
kid.
Make some good farmhands.
Yeah, he's good in the Amish land. Yeah. He's hammering nail. Yeah. Stacking them bales. Mm. Country's in a bad spot.
Yeah.
The country or music?
So anyways, just a baby. Is there, what is it? You have sex or you mail a thing? You said there's an at-home cum set? What
there is an at-home insemination set. So maybe you do. Maybe it's a little mail order situation.
I'm not trusting it. I'm not trusting it.
Why?
Because
it's relatively new. Do you want to sign up for it? Let's sign Todd up for it.
We should sign Todd up for it. How old are you?
They could do
You don't have much time left.
You don't have, yeah. It's all by
Todd. I don't think my sperm's any good anymore.
Well, we'll find out. Yeah. Just a baby.
I will fucking Amish.
Can we at least
girl,
put you
I'm
on there to
that.
See if someone's interested?
Can we see if anybody will swipe right on your sperm?
Sure. Let's do it and let's just see how many we get.
All right.
All right. Let's put all of our stats down and let's see who gets swiped the most rights.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's see if they want the former NFL player.
No, don't. No. Excuse me. I am not going to be on Just a Baby. Everything we just said was a lie.
So just us three?
Yeah, let's see who gets the most.
What, are you putting actual pictures up there? Is there a picture probably, of like my dick?
Probably
what
a picture and a bio. Probably like a little family CV history. Of your, you know, work history and
family
shit.
History.
I once came 7 times in 1 day. I don't know if that means anything for this app or not, but 7 times 1 day.
Bring your friends.
Yeah, maybe a couple of you can get catch these sperms. Just a baby. Swipe right if you like my sperm. Mm. Is Tinder still happening?
How funny would that be if you just put a picture of your sperm on there?
That's what you're supposed to do, right? Just a baby.
I don't know. I'm going to look into it.
Does sperm die when it hits air?
Yup.
It only lives for a short period of time, right?
No, that's not true. Because weren't chicks like putting it in their mouth and spitting in a cup?
But that's not in the air. Stuff. They're keeping it warm.
They're keeping it warm. Yeah.
I don't think
it's keeping it warm and moist. It feels like the sperm still thinks it's inside the balls. So it's like, I'm not going to die.
So the inside of my mouth feels like the inside of balls?
That's the logic.
Same temperature.
That's the logic.
It's insane.
I wish everyone can see the charade Todd is pulling as he's explaining this too with his hand in his mouth.
Straight face, full demonstration about his
the
ball sperm, sack being the same
the
as his
sperm,
mouth.
Think about it. The sperm leaves the ball, travels through the urethra or wherever the
tube
is.
Do dudes have urethras?
100%.
What's inside?
No idea.
Don't know. Let's just say it's from the penis, but never exposes itself to the atmosphere. It goes straight into a closed mouth. Boom. It doesn't know the difference. It's all 98.6
degrees.
That
sperm has no idea that it came.
Right.
So what you just said, Todd, is not good.
Right. Girls could get by with
it. No. You said 98.6 degrees. The reason why the testicles are on the outside is because they can't be that warm.
How about that? What just happened
there? That's where the phrase cold as balls.
But now I think, yeah, but.
Wow, are you being serious right now?
100%
serious. In the mouth, the sperm now thinks it's in a uterus, and it's like, I'm going to start looking for
something. It's
going to
start swimming around.
Yeah. So, still keeping it alive. It's extra life. It's like.
When does it become a baby?
I think they've been trying to figure that out for a long time.
2 to 5 months?
I hate them all. Just don't like them. It's a quick way to end your life and your dreams.
Yeah.
But by the way, it's real love, they say.
All placental mammals have urethras.
What the fuck does that mean?
That means our sugar gliders probably have urethras.
Placental? That means a female, right? Somebody with a placenta?
Yeah, so we don't.
So men do not have a urethra. So my initial statement was right?
I think you're right. I think you're correct.
Where is it? There's... Thank you.
No, you're not right. Men definitely have urethras.
Yeah, isn't that where...
I have a placenta?
Isn't that where kidney stones fuck you up?
I thought so, because that's the...
Bladder.
That's when they punch your bore when you have the clap. It's right through the urethra, right?
The fuck did he just say?
So when you have the clap, what happens?
They punch the bore. They put it in the cleaning rod, just like in a rifle when you need to clean your rifle.
Oh, my God.
So it's like a muzzle loader when you have the clap?
Yeah.
What? Well, mm-hmm. Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
So you obviously went to the bathroom in a dirty toilet, so you got the clap one time.
I've never had it, but when I was in the military.
This is a guy you know.
Yeah, when I was in the military, a lot of my friends got it.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather just die.
Yeah.
Then what?
Get it cleaned out like that.
It's uncomfortable, as they describe
it. But it's the clap.
Yeah. There's like a Q-tip thing. You got to bust some stuff loose in there. Yeah. I don't know what it does.
Damn it.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
No, I am.
I like that one. That was not an actual fart. That was the soundboard.
I think I know. Stop it.
I found a good page here, I think. Anything else happening in the world?
No.
Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing
That's
at all.
That's literally it.
There's slow day in the world.
How about the sports?
Your boy's getting a statue.
Peyton. That was a long time ago. They finally
right outside of Lucas Oil Stadium on October 3rd at 3 p.m.
It's going to be like Rocky. He's going to be our Rocky.
So there were some debates I saw about what the pose was going to be in the statue. What do you think? Pre-snap, post-snap?
It's got to be him holding
the ball.
It's
got to be him doing this, right?
Oh, maybe
with
the pointing.
Fingers out, the pointing.
Pointing both sides?
Because he has a very... Because actually, it's probably him in shotgun stance.
Yeah, he is very distinguished.
Shotgun stance where it's like him bent.
I feel like that's
waist.
Not a good statue, though.
You call that... I'm going to call...
No, I'm not calling that.
He's got it cocked back.
Yeah, I mean, that's most likely.
He's got that little cool little... Where
yeah, but he had like
it.
Perfect high school football
that's
quarterback
the favorite?
Form.
That's
yeah.
the favorite?
Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay.
Him pointing, though, would be pretty awesome, but there's so many things people would do with that statue.
Yeah. Which would be fun for the internet.
Fun for the internet, bad for the Colts. Something bad will happen for the Colts. It's like when we hung banners like 90% of the team about making it to the AFC Finals.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They said AFC finalists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a lot of fun for everyone.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for everyone. We're not the only team to do it.
No.
Been doing it for years, a lot of teams. But boy, after you call it the Flategate and get crushed and then hang a banner, that's not going to be well received by a lot of people. But what do you think? You're thinking he's going to be throwing. I think that has to be it. What do you think, Nick?
I wouldn't. I would like to see him
with pointing.
Both pointers extended.
Both sides of the line scrimmage.
And that'd be good photos too for the statue if he could point. A lot of good photos.
I think it'll be him throwing.
What do you think, Diggs?
I came up with the pointing, so I'm going to go with that one.
How did you?
Or was that one where he's like looking in and he's doing like the
it's Bozo.
Yeah, on his eyes. On
oh, top that's
of his
actually
eyes.
China.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He hit the two. Yeah. Which was kind
he's
of.
Got the peace signs.
I can't believe they let him do
eyes.
That.
I mean, don't know if that's really what it is, but boy. China. That's like the video clip of him yelling at Donald Brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've seen it on YouTube. Like, what's he say? He says, like, what the hell, Donald, or something. Yeah, Peyton was wrong in that video.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah.
I can't believe, because you did the Two Stools, Two Beers with Gary Brackett.
Yeah.
Then, like, that was the first time anyone, I think, has ever said publicly what Omaha meant. And Omaha was such a huge thing.
Off.
That's off.
Off.
Easy. Oh. Like, I was like, why is this just now?
All those symbols and shit that you see people do are the easiest things ever. Because everybody has to be able to remember them quick.
Yeah.
You just got to hope that the other team, A, isn't looking, or B, is even trying to figure it out. That's why when Seattle Seahawks played Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, the year he threw 50-some touchdowns, they had 2 weeks to study his shit. So if you have 2 weeks to study, and you got Richard Sherman, who's smart, Earl's there, there was a couple other really good.
Cam Chancellor.
You got smart guys playing in the secondary. And they can all make plays by themselves. Is that they learned this? It was very obvious that they learned the signals. Very obvious. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Well, what the fuck are we gonna do? Who the fuck knows? They know everything." And that was why they embarrassed that team. So it's one of those things where if you have a little bit of a brain, you have some time to look at it. You can figure them all out. But everybody's using the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everybody's using the same shit, just different ways, different cadences, different words.
It was so simple because I didn't play football. When he explained it, I was like, this is so easy. How did Omaha just mesmerize us dumb fans for so long?
Well, it's because it was hilarious.
Yeah.
You're watching a football game and all of a sudden you just hear Nebraska getting a shout out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Omaha! What the fuck could that possibly mean? Especially whenever it's coming out of the mouthpiece of the NFL at the time.
Right.
What do you have? Papa John's Nationwide.
Buick. Yeah. That was what I was going for.
He had Sony for a while too, didn't he?
Sony.
What was the jingle one?
That was Nationwide.
I think he had a fucking.
What were the words though?
Bam, 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 bam. He said everything. Everything was.
Oh yeah.
Peyton Manning was such a huge part of the American lexicon that there were so many things that people would say throughout a day that applied to him. Like there used to be because of the Buick dealerships. He did like he was with Buick, but everybody, you know, for a guy that had a receding hairline or something. It was just something people would say all the time, like, oh, yeah, you're like 2 years away from your own Buick dealership. And it was just hilarious to me.
I never heard that one.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. It was like
because Shaq had it, right? Mm-hmm. Shaq had a Buick and Peyton had a Buick. Mm-hmm. Buick was spending a lot of money. Tiger had it. They were spending a lot of money. And I don't know if I saw the Buick things go up, sales.
No, they're for old people.
That might be. Because it makes sense now. Mm-hmm. So you got Peyton and older people.
Yeah.
That the hairline Could thing be. Going back. It Could all makes be. Sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense, Todd.
Yeah. I just think it's cool to get to that status where just regular sayings that people say every day are spawned from you or something.
Did he do something with Otterbox too?
Not that I know of.
I think it's very recent.
It might have.
But that guy is fucking everywhere. Reebok, obviously, had them for a while. If he would have been with Nike, I couldn't even fathom those commercials they would have made with him.
I think he would have made a hilarious shoe.
Like, just, like, old man-ish?
Yeah.
Really?
Velcro.
All black.
He always came out in his fresh all-whites first day of training camps, and it was, like, the only day he ever wore them. It was hilarious.
Really?
I got a pair of them, actually. Hilarious. Loud, blocky Reebok white shoes that he just wore first day of training camp. It was, like, I don't know what it was. It was a thing he did. But him getting a statue is a good idea. Good for everybody.
Yeah.
Hopefully check that out. But, like, you build one statue for somebody. He won one Super Bowl. See, Andrew Luck wins three Super Bowls with the Colts whenever he's done.
Listen, yeah. I don't think they would have any problem building another statue if he gets three Super Bowls.
Statues are going to be... By the way, I always had the question, how is the NFL going to keep people in stadiums? Because if the coverage is so great, I don't have to pay a bunch of money. I don't have to have beer spilled on me. I don't have to do all this. I got internet at my house. I can watch the terrorist ISIS Red Zone channel anytime I want. Founded by ISIS, run by ISIS. You shouldn't watch it. But I always wondered how they're going to keep people going to games, because like as it goes down, like how are you going to keep people going to games? I guess in England, they just have betting windows, like at the soccer games.
Yeah.
Like the Kentucky Derby. Like you can get a beer, you can get food, and then you can be like, second half, I bet my team's going to score two goals. That'd you can make that bet. Man. And if they do that with the NFL, all of a sudden, no stadiums are fucking the Kentucky Derby every week.
Yeah. So many degenerates.
Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's because that's the only reason people go to horse tracks. One, it's because of the live betting experience.
That's what the Kentucky Derby
that's
is.
That's all it is.
Yeah. All those people you see that are like high-end and excited to be there, if they don't own the horse, which is gambling anyways, if you own the horse, you're gambling that it's going to win.
Yeah.
They're there just betting the shit out of every single race.
Okay, but if it's legal at the stadium, and it's potentially also at that point, hypothetically,
legal
at the stadium, legal online, that's not going to happen.
That's a different story. This is this scenario that's only legal at the stadium.
Where, correct? In England?
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's legal there, it has to be legal online.
Where's the extra incentive?
That's like the Kentucky Derby has a Twin Spires. They had a website they were pushing hard that is for gambling. And I almost downloaded the app to gamble on the race, and I was sitting at home. But being at the Kentucky Derby is just different, I think.
I'll never bet a horse again.
Which one did you bet?
I had like four of them.
They all lost?
Yeah.
The one that was the favorite.
None
won,
of them even
right?
placed. Yeah, I went like with the second, third, and fourth one.
But it's like a tough bet because he's favorite. And,
unbelievable.
Yeah. I think it was a four to one thing, though.
It's just dumb to bet on something you don't fucking have a clue about.
I think horse.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I think horse. Todd does that every single bet he makes.
I know nothing
about
hockey. I should stop be betting on it.
Oh, speaking of hockey, a couple game sevens tonight.
Last night. Don't know if we're bummed out or excited. God, the Pens let it get to a fucking game seven.
Don't talk about it because last time you talked about it, Pat, you
fucking jinxed it.
Just don't even talk about it.
Will it to happen, Pat?
I can't wait for them
to
win.
Will it to happen? There you go.
I'm excited. We moved on to Nashville in the finals.
Nope. Still have one more Eastern Conference final to go.
There's still another series before another series before another series.
No, there's two more after this one if they win.
Wow.
Who are we playing next?
The Ottawa Senators beat the New York Rangers. Oh, this was a funny video.
Oh, wait, Ottawa and New York, there was like 14 fights. Did you see that? The end of one of the Ottawa-New York Rangers games, everybody was fighting everybody. It was like old school NHL. It was awesome. Puck drops, slash, fight, break them all up. It's like a four-minute fight. Puck drops again, slash, fight. They all break up again. It was awesome.
That's
the
game I want
to see. USA being chanted in Madison Square Garden.
I love it.
New York Rangers fans chanting USA when probably everybody on the ice was not American. Right. But you're playing against a team from Canada, so let's chant USA. Right. And then Ottawa came back and won that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hysterical video of Ottawa Senator fans in Canada. They were cheering in the streets, but only when the light was red.
Mobbing. There was like 50 of them.
When the light turned green, they ran back to the sidewalks. Not so they didn't disturb traffic.
Sorry, go on. Sorry. Unbelievably polite. Canada. So polite.
They're love so them. Nice.
Nicest people ever.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I love it.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. They did it twice, too. Like, in the one video, you see them party, sidewalk, wait, casual. Like, not even celebrating in place like a jogger does waiting for a red light. Oh, just standing there casual. And then we're back at it right now.
Now they're crazy again.
Yeah,
that's
good
awesome.
For them. You don't like the jogging in place people?
No. Such a try-hard, hard-o move. Just stand there for
your
a second.
Your heart rate's not going to go down that quick.
No, I wouldn't think.
You know what else I hate? Bicyclists on the road.
Yeah.
Get off the road.
Too.
Yeah,
I'm not.
You're gonna get hurt. And
why are you dressing like Lance Armstrong? It's Sunday. You're 400 pounds. That bike, those wheels are screaming for you to get the fuck off the bike. What are you doing?
I hate them on the road, but then when I'm walking, I hate them on the sidewalk too.
I don't care about the walkers.
I agree. Quit biking, everybody.
I don't walk a lot, so I'm cool with them there.
You're just annoying everybody.
Aren't there trails, though, for them?
Yeah, there's biking trails. They should just drive to where the biking trail is, but that's where they're getting lazy. They're like, oh, I want to be able to bike straight off of my
But if you're
garage.
Good, if you're good and you can keep up with the speed limit, I'm all about
like
it.
When I was walking to meet you guys downtown, it was like 2 weeks ago, one of our interns flew by me on a bike. Like literally, I recognized him. He's one of our interns. He literally almost ran me over while I was, he was Jimmy John's guy. I was like, what the hell, man? Walking.
Jimmy John's bikers and cluster truck bikers have really changed the game for delivery, though. Mm-hmm. It's genius. It's really genius.
They look like they're in the military with those big-ass backpacks on, too.
Yeah, they do.
They look, the hipster kids just kind of pedaling around. Bike rickshaw. I like those. Keep bike rickshaws, the pedicabs. Keep the delivery people. But if you're just an overweight person attempting to get back in shape and you used to bike a little bit as a child, get the fuck off the road.
Yeah. You should get a stationary bike first until you're
forever.
Until you're not gross.
Forever. And then get, a bike. Forever. Yeah. Get a stationary bike until you're not
gross. Just stay inside and be gross until you're not anymore.
Not only, gross, you can go outside in public on your bike.
Not only are you holding up traffic, not only are you making me think like, oh, fuck, I could kill this guy if I accidentally don't go around him enough. Or if he swerves into me, we're in deep shit.
I worry about, because I'm like, all right, I'm beside him. I'm doing my thing. He's doing his thing. But you don't know what's going to come in his way and make him divert. And if that happens, he has no protection. He's just dead.
And their entire body is wrapped in spandex.
Yes.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Why are you on the road? I don't know how they do it, too, with those seats.
I don't either. They're how do they do it?
I tried getting into it for about a couple months.
Yeah.
On the roads?
Because I was going to do a bike ride from Pittsburgh to Erie.
Uh-huh.
And you have to buy padded shorts.
Yeah.
I didn't end up doing that race, by the way. It just didn't happen.
It's very difficult.
I got up to like 25, 30 miles, and I was like, this is fucking terrible.
My old man's gotten a speeding ticket riding a bike before.
Shut up.
In Pittsburgh, Boyce Park.
For going too fast?
Yeah.
It's 15 miles an hour.
It's 15, he was going like 45 or something down a hill. He was just coasting. And if you're keeping up with the speed and all that shit, I'm cool with it. I like you getting into fitness, mm-hmm. all of that. But these people who obviously know that they suck, choosing to go into traffic, yeah. God, I hate them.
I hate it too.
I hate them. Speedwalkers, love them. Love speedwalkers. I don't know why we don't have somebody in this room in the Olympics yet for speedwalking. Diggs?
Diggs are training.
Because it hasn't happened. The Olympics haven't come yet around yet.
Yeah, but you got to start training now. I mean, you got to train for the speedwalking.
I walk every day.
Well, he's doing the MMA training now, so that'll get him in shape. And I think once you get up to that level, then you go to something harder like speedwalking instead of mixed martial arts fighting.
Yeah.
100%. Speaking of mixed martial arts fighting, what's going on Saturday, guys?
Big this UFC Saturday. 211.
UFC 211, Miocic versus Dos Santos 2, Saturday, May 13th, live on pay-per-view. In 2014, Stipe Miocic and Junior Dos Santos engaged in an epic five-round battle that saw Dos Santos emerge with a razor-close victory that left us all begging for a rematch, and now we finally get to see it. On Saturday, May 13th, at American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, Miocic finally gets his chance to avenge the defeat. In the UFC 211 main event, he'll face Dos Santos as a world heavyweight champion, defending his title for the second time. We all remember Miocic knocked out Alistair Overeem in the first round last September, so the dude packs a punch. For the former champion Dos Santos, he's looking to regain the crown as he's been chasing since 2012 when he lost to Cain Velasquez. In the co-main event, strawweight champion and Poland's own Joanna Jędrzejczyk takes on Brazilian powerhouse Jessica Andrade.
Hold on one more time. I want to hear those names again. What was it?
Poland's own Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
No way that's right. Is that right?
I've listened to it a lot in the UFC beforehand, and that's how they say it.
Let me hear it.
Jędrzejczyk.
I'm good with it.
What's the next one?
She takes on Brazilian powerhouse Jessica Andrade.
What?
Andrade.
Andrade.
Spell that one.
Well, it's spelled A-N-D-R-A-D-E, but it's pronounced Andrade. Nice. Undefeated in her career.
I don't
career.
Know if you're right. I mean, I'm just giving you the game show thing.
If I'm wrong, then all the UFC announcers are wrong on every fight she's ever fought in.
Wow, that's confidence. Right there. Joe Rogan's never wrong. I believe Joe Rogan's never
Andrade
wrong.
Andrade is undefeated in her career. She has wins over Karolina Kovacevic, Claudia Gadelha, and Carla Esparza. The champion, Jędrzejczyk, continues to dominate the 115-pound division with Iron Fist, delivering striking clinics, everybody, unmatched yet by any opponent. Her stand-up game is sick. Across from her on May 13th will be Jessica Andrade.
That was sexist.
Who's found new life at 115 pounds after initial UFC campaign at bantamweight. With three straight wins, Andrade is ready to go, and she's calling a knockout. She's going to knock Jędrzejczyk out. I doubt it, but we'll see. Everybody, UFC 211, Miocic versus Dos Santos 2. They'll be banging it out on Saturday, May 13th, live on pay-per-view.
That's awesome. UFC 211, thanks for staying on board for two shows. UFC, big news.
Yep.
They sponsored it in Barstool Sports. Probably a good idea. The male millennials demographic, probably a good idea to market through us. Don't know why it happened sooner. Who knows? UFC sold to a big company. They know what they're doing. I'm excited for those fights.
I am too. That's a crazy card.
MMA 2-Minute Drill brought to you by Barstool Heartland with Chris Lytle. He predicted a lot of fights on there for you gamblers out there and for anybody that wants to know what's going on. He has not been wrong yet.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of picks for us. He has not been wrong yet. I am just rolling the dice, everything he says.
Bet with that.
Betting all of it. And now it's time for something I enjoy a lot. I look forward to this every single day just to kind of see how your guys' brains work, see how tired you are. It's time for final thoughts. Go ahead first, Todd McComas.
My final thought is if you're obese, two things. Watch what you're putting in your body. You can use Blue Apron for that. Second thing, work out in your garage. Don't go out in public and work out in front of me.
Yeah.
Because all I can do is watch you and not pay attention to my sets.
Yeah. Because I'm gross and disgusting too, but not as much as you. So take those first couple steps at home. So when I get fat every off season, I stay home. I lock myself up. I work out so I can be around in public around my teammates who worked out all off season. And then we're back in the game.
And I'm the same with you. I'm not just talking down to people. I'm talking, I'm one of you. I work out in my garage. I'm not ready to go to the gym yet. I'm not ready to take my shirt off in front of people, but I'm working at it privately.
Yeah.
I'm not.
This is a me problem.
Yeah.
This is not an everybody else problem. But if you are big and you are working out, we're proud of you.
Hell yeah.
And go to Blue Apron and buy their food.
Yeah.
Tastes great. Nick, final thoughts.
So we talked about presidential assassinations. There have been 4 U.S. presidents that have been assassinated. I'm sorry that I assassinated Grover Cleveland in my own mind.
Jesus.
That didn't actually happen. It was Abraham Lincoln, James A. Garfield, William McKinley, and JFK.
Ah, McKinley. Wow.
McKinley, the Irish one.
Why did he get assassinated?
Yeah, he's Irish.
Too boring, probably.
Well, yeah, he sounds boring.
There's a lot of presidents there that I do not know that I don't think have done anything for our country.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of just happened.
Like William McKinley?
Yeah.
For instance,
is McKinley, he known for anything?
McKinley took 2 shots to the gut for our country, apparently.
Yeah.
Was that for him or for our country?
They were meant for him, but he took it for the country.
But nobody even knew it except probably his family.
Yeah, who did he jump in front of?
No one.
I mean, the bullet.
The donut hole. Now we're coming all around.
You know, that's what sucks about being a Secret Service guy is nothing ever happens in that job. It's boring, right? But when it does happen, it's somebody trying to shoot the president. So you got one chance to be hero
or dead. And if you're hero, you're dead.
Or coward. Like, you turn around, can you imagine that finally happens? You're on TV and the guy pulls a gun and you're like, ah! You just take off running and it's on TV.
Now, this guy not trained? No, he is, but it's not real.
Here's what you do. You listen for the gunshot, wait a second or two, and then dive in front of him after it's already passed for sure.
Like a Daria thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember Daria, the show
MTV,
Daria?
Never watched it, but I know the commercial.
Yeah, whenever the volleyball thing goes
by. Fun fact, after the assassination of McKinley, Congress directed the Secret Service to protect the President of the United States as a mandate.
So McKinley did a lot.
His death.
Hindsight there, really. Turns out
that, was that before or after? How far before JFK was that?
This was in 1901, so 60 years. Yeah.
So they had 60 years of practice, still couldn't get that guy?
Yep.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So this is an inside job.
That's what I tell you.
It's what Kevin Costner tried to prove
in National Treasure,
in JFK.
Wow,
nobody would listen. Thought he was crazy.
What was the guy's name?
Kevin Costner.
Dances with Wolves. What was the guy that killed JFK's name?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Always 3 names in the assassins.
Still got the shovel. Shooter. You should watch it sometime.
You know how you were talking.
How many people have watched that movie?
Shooter.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Never seen it.
It plays on like USA and all the time.
Is it before or after?
it's only on Sunday afternoon.
So that's way before Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Got it. I'll put that one in there.
It was actually on last night, too.
At Tactical Digs, what's the final thought?
Shout out Abe for killing vampires, for doing something, helping end slavery. And donuts.
Kind of just slipped that slavery one right there in the middle.
Well, I'm not 100%, like, I'm not real confident on what he did with slavery, but I know he had something to do with it, so.
You're watching the same news stories that Nick is?
No. This is strictly from, like,
what are you saying?
This is strictly from, like, fifth grade history.
Fifth grade history taught you that Abraham Lincoln might not have been a factor in the ending of slavery?
No, I just can't remember.
You don't know if it's the truth or not?
No.
The Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
No, I know it happened, but like, did he write it? Or did his boys write it?
Who knows?
He died.
I learned a lot about Alexander Hamilton.
He died to free the slaves.
He didn't know he was going to, it's like he took a bullet.
Alexander Hamilton was preaching this stuff a long time ago, though. You know Alexander Hamilton was a black guy?
What?
Who can sing well?
Yeah. Thomas Jefferson also. Black every other show.
Yeah. Anyways, so guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This is the second show from my basement studio. It's a little hot in here. We're real happy with what the Pens did last night, pouring out that Game 7 in Washington. Sid the Kid's back in the game. Marc-Andre Fleury's back on fire. They just say, you know what? Let's do it together. Gensel the Sniper follows me on Twitter now. You know what happens when people start following me on Twitter? Magic. Look for Gensel. I'm so happy Gensel scored two goals last night. Gensel's a sniper. That's what he is. The NHL playoffs are awesome. I hope you're all enjoying it and watching it. The NBA playoffs, I think it's been a lot of blowouts. Everything I said about it being close, I guess it's been a lot of blowouts.
A lot of 4-0 series.
San Antonio and Houston, though, go into Game 7, which is awesome. Absolutely awesome. I almost bought a ticket to that game, Game 7, courtside with SeatGeek, using a promo code PAP, but I chose not to.
Nice.
I chose not to. I opted out of it. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We're having a good time here. We hope you enjoy it. We're real excited. We're going out to the track. And like, I'm going to golf with John Daly this weekend.
I didn't know if you wanted to save that for next week or.
I'm going to golf with John Daly this weekend. I bought a friend. I bought a champion. He won that tourney last week. We weren't going to go because I hadn't played golf yet. My first time playing golf might be with John Daly.
Yeah.
So we weren't going to go. But then he wins that tournament. It's like, fuck, yeah. We have to go.
Yeah.
We're going out to John Daly's Golf Classic, which raises money for the Boys and Girls Club out there. We got a party at his house on Friday night. Excited to see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Got to drive 2 hours from the airport to get where we're going.
We don't belong there.
We are going balls deep into Arkansas this weekend, and we're excited for it. Golfing with John Daly on Sunday. Probably not going to wear shoes. Definitely going to wear George, just like I did in the Corporate America meetings yesterday. We're having a good time with this. Hope you enjoy it. Heartland will be premiering soon.
Track.
We'll be at the track, yeah, for 10 days. I'm living in the infield of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway from May 18th to May 28th. Be excited about the content that's coming out of there. Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, told me, yeah, man, we think you can do whatever you want. And I was like, well, anything? Anything? And I think we're going to have some really cool shit. We're going to showcase the IndyCar and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in a way that's never been done before. We're going to have conversations. We're going to do a lot of great things. And we think you'll be a gigantic fan of IndyCar and the drivers afterwards. We hope so. If not, you should come to Indy 500 to party. It's the greatest party in sports, greatest party in racing. It's gigantic. It's ginormous. It's awesome. Guy Fieri would not come, but you should. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pat McAfee Show. From myself, at Tactical Digs, at Nick Marotto, at Tom McComas, and Jeff Vibbert back there. Jeff, what's your final thought?
Be on your best behavior. Jesus is coming back. He's just hanging out in Atlanta right now.
Atlanta!
Atlantis, Fibs. Atlantis.
Never heard of it.
And that's our show. Thank you, Jesus.